It's Friday, August 23rd, 2024. The Ukrainians have just hit the largest nuclear reactor in the world with anti-tank weapons, attempting to cause an international nuclear disaster bigger than Chernobyl.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
But first, an important word from RFK Jr., who in 2 hours from now is set to drop out of the race and endorse Donald Trump.
I thought it went really well. I mean, I shouldn't be here right now. The DNC is in Chicago talking about their commitment to voting rights. And meanwhile, they're spending, you know, tens, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars to keep me off the ballot. I was raised in the Democratic Party. My father, Robert Kennedy, my uncle John Kennedy, at a time when the primary thrust of the Democratic Party in that era was to make sure that every American could vote, where people in our country were being denied the right to vote, and that every American could vote for the person they wanted. There's a million people in this country who signed petitions trying to get me on the ballot. 145,000 at least people here in New York say they want to see me on the ballot. Why is the Democratic Party trying to disenfranchise those people? You know, what's happened to the party? I don't think my father would recognize this party. And I don't think my uncle would recognize this party.
And that's going to be his speech today, I'm surmising, is that this is not the Democratic Party of the past. This is a criminal cabal. That's what his VP has been saying. She says this is a criminal cabal, and they've got to be stopped. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's 73 days, the most historic election in world history, the most important. And then there's 76 days. It was 79 last general election. It's 76, and I appreciate listeners pointing that out to me. So it's a total of 149 days, 23 hours, 57 minutes, 51 seconds, until Trump would be sworn in on the south side of the Capitol. What a powerful message to the world that would be. What an image after they tried to frame him for their setup on January 6th. Now, it began to break last night. Jack Posobiec reported on it and others. And now she's being vocal about it, that the liberal leftist wife of RFK Jr., one of my big concerns about him, but I still think he's a great guy and means well, is really smart, has been pressuring him not to endorse Trump today. But I was told by high-up people that he said, I'm doing the announcement Friday from L.A. Then I was told a day later he's now moved it to Phoenix before it was in the news. And yesterday they said he's going to Phoenix, and Trump has a surprise guest. So I don't have the inside baseball past that point, but Kennedy could change his mind. But I was told, and remember, I told you he'd make the announcement on Wednesday, or was that, no, that was Tuesday, that he would make the announcement on Friday and have a big announcement. Then he came out 2 days later and said, I'm making a big announcement. Then they move it to Phoenix, where Trump's going to be. And so his announcement's at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central will carry it. And then he's got time to get to the Trump rally that's at 4 p.m. Central. So that's what they told me, people running things. Not the number one person, not the number two person. I'm not going to say below that. But this is someone officially high level in the campaign, off record, gave me the information. You saw it all play out as I said it would. But people can change their minds. Now, everything we've seen from RFK and that clip we just played from yesterday afternoon, he said, my father and my uncle, JFK, would not recognize this party. And that's what he's been saying. Similarly, that's what his VP has been saying. So I think he's going to go through with it. But I said on Tuesday, when I came in for the nighttime coverage of the DNC, I said he could change his mind. But I do not come up here and tell you stuff that I don't believe is absolutely dead on and true. We're going to find out in an hour and 55 minutes whether he's going through with it or not. Now, there he is on screen. We'll punch him up. Roger Stone, after this one-minute break, will be joining us, StoneZone.com. Had a great simulcast with him and Luke Radowski last night. Known Luke 20 years, always call him Radowski. He goes, hey, my name's Radowski now, but it's Rakowski. So that's all coming up, and so much more. Dr. Peter McCullough in studio with all the big poison vaccine developments, the poison fluoride admissions by the government, and so much more today. You don't want to miss this broadcast.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
4 days ago, Ukraine began shelling and launching missile attacks on the Zaporizhia power plant inside Ukraine that's Russian held in eastern Ukraine. It is by far the biggest nuclear power plant in the world. It has one of the biggest nuclear stockpiles of spent fuel. They've been trying to blow up the spent fuel that will then catch on fire and make Chernobyl look like a walk in the park. Now, the Kiev NATO-controlled regime has launched an attack in Kursk inside Russia at another giant nuclear power plant that Viktor Bout, a governor in Russia and very, very famous soldier and confidant of Putin, said they're trying to attack, but the Russians stopped them from getting to it, almost, what is it, 80 kilometers inside Russia. So now they launch drones with anti-tank piercing missiles on them in an attempt to blow up the spent fuel. Here's the headline. Kiev launches attack on Russian nuclear sites. They're attacking multiple reactors in Ukraine and in Russia. A small Ukrainian drone carrying an anti-tank grenade attempted to reach the Kursk nuclear power plant overnight. News agency TASS reported on Friday, citing local police sources. It goes on from there. There is no doubt that Ukraine is doing this. This is totally bonkers, insane, and is meant to cause a massive international incident. We'll be covering that more after Roger Stone leaves us. Dr. Peter McCullough on the incredible Harvard-backed study coming out last week. That all of the new heart problems in children and young people is directly correlated to the poison shots and more. We'll get into monkeypox, all of it. He will then leave us, and I will drill into all of the international financial news, military news, all of it. And, of course, the federal study that AP reported was going to be coming out today has come out. I've had a chance to scan over the 400 pages. Long-delayed U.S. government report finally released includes fluoride lowers IQ in children. Massively, here's the AP headline, U.S. reports as fluoride is linked to lower IQ in kids. And we have the report right here for you. We'll also talk about this with Dr. Peter McCullough right here, the NTP, National Toxicology Program, looking at hundreds of studies, including Harvard, and it causes cancer, depression, infertility, you name it. That's why since 1945, when it first started in Michigan, they've been putting the popular rat and insect poison in your water. It has nothing to do with your teeth. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He's known this for decades. Okay, a little bit of calcium fluoride's good, not hydrofluorosilicic acid. Sodium fluoride turned into an acid base. That's coming up. But I wanted to get Roger Stone on, one of the top political analysts in the world, and, of course, Trump confidant for 45, 46 years, and, of course, his former chief strategist, to talk about what he saw last night with that DNC and Kamala that I felt and even Cuomo says is extremely underwhelming and no facts, no real information, a bunch of lies, but 80% of it was talking about her mama and her family pulls her out. She's down since it, and instead of getting a bump, you normally get a bump, she's down, especially with Hispanic voters. But before we hit that with Roger Stone and the precious time we have with him until the bottom of the hour, McCullough comes in, I want to raise the RFK Jr. thing. I called you on Tuesday in the afternoon. I told you this was from a high-level source. I called another source. They said, yeah, how do you know that? You know, I don't know if you should release that. And I said, well, I was given this information. I'm a journalist. I don't, you know, I'm into breaking stories. I don't think it'll hurt RFK Jr. I'm going to release it. I did. And I said, you have a big press conference, a big media event on Friday. That was then announced a day later. And, but now we hear his wife, and Roger alluded to this last night when I was simulcasting with him during DNC coverage with Luke Rakowski and his great show. Sources close to RFK campaign say he has not yet decided on dropping out, Jack Posobiec says, and endorsing Trump. There is an internal war happening within the camp, with Nicole, his wife, vice presidential pick, urging him to join forces with Trump, and Cheryl Hines, his wife, urging him to just drop off the ballot in swing states and not endorse, which would be giving it obviously the up to 6 to 7 to 8% or more to Biden. So I believe he is going to endorse. I believe he will do that at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. We'll be covering it live. And I believe he'll be the surprise guest Trump has announced. That's why they're both going to be in the same town. I think it's very obvious. I don't think my source was lying to me. I've known him for many years. Now, minds could change. Roger, A, what do you think? And then B, how big will this be if he does endorse Trump today?
Well, Alex, first of all, my hat's out off to you, because I think you are going to have, you're going to be proven to have broken one of the biggest stories in American political history. When I first heard this from you, I admit to you that I was skeptical. There's a tactic here. I saw it in the 1970 U.S. Senate race in New York when Robert Kennedy was assassinated. Governor Nelson Rockefeller appointed Charles Goodell, an upstate Republican congressman, to the U.S. Senate seat. Jim Buckley, the brother of William F. Buckley Jr., was the Conservative Party nominee. The Democrats nominated a multimillionaire named Dick Ottinger. Goodell, the liberal who had moved against the Vietnam War, although a Republican, was running third. He leaked the story that he was dropping out. Then he bought television time, and the speculation was that he was going to drop out. And then, of course, he used the time to try to re-energize his candidacy. I thought, well, maybe this is a brilliant head fake to get the mainstream media coverage, which RFK recently has been complaining a lot about not getting. I saw this again in 2004 when a multi-billionaire named Tom Golisano, who'd spent $125 million running for governor of New York, did the same thing. Scheduled a press conference, scheduled TV time, spread speculation he was getting out, announced that he was not getting out, got millions of dollars worth of free publicity. But then I dug into this, and this is not that. Your information was right on the money. I think RFK has recognized that he cannot fight the lawfare of the Democrat Party and Mark Elias, their evil campaign lawyer, in which they seek to knock him off the ballot any place where it really matters. In other words, the swing states. I think there's a prospect that he may not have been able to appear on any of the swing states. They clearly were going to move aggressively, as they have in every state where he's actually made it on the ballot. They tried to bump him off the ballot in New Jersey. He won. They successfully knocked him off the ballot in New York State, his home state, where his father was a U.S. senator. So I think that he is at heart a patriot. He is, like his father and his uncle, at heart an anti-communist. I think that he has very real, legitimate concerns about our current foreign policy, which seems to be moving us very swiftly towards war. He's done a huge service in the country, bringing attention to the health conditions of Americans, the trend towards obesity, the trends towards autism, and he lays this at the feet of Big Pharma. I really like his courage on the whole health freedom issue. Sure, I don't agree with him on abortion or climate control.
Well, he's going to bring a lot of voters, and the deep state's scared of him. He's definitely a maverick and for the people, even we disagree some. So how big will this be when he endorses him today?
Now, Alex, I think that it's a game changer. I think that there are many people who are currently planning to vote for him who want some reassurance, particularly on the health freedom issues. The idea of RFK in a Trump administration, I think, would give those people the assurance that they're looking for. By the way, he's a very strong campaigner. He's a strong and energetic campaigner. So I assume that if, as we expect, he endorses Trump today, he's not going to just go and sit home. I suspect he would, and if the Trump campaign is smart, they would utilize him to hit the stump very energetically and begin working in the swing states. So I think this is a potentially a political realignment in America in which the old-fashioned Democrats, working class Democrats, who are patriotic, many of whom own guns and support the Second Amendment, many of whom are opposed to transgenderism being forced on our children, for example, no longer feel at home in this socialist run Democrat Party. So this is a home run. This is a major, major development that has the potential to really roil the presidential race. And I think that's why the Democrats last night put out this rumor. We had a secret speaker. Oh, it's going to be George Bush. Oh, no, it's going to be Liz Cheney. Or it's going to be Beyonce. And of course, in the end, it was none of them. It was just an effort to make sure people didn't tune out for Kamala
Desperation.
Harris. Desperation. The Democrats they're apoplectic about this today. Watch for the personal attacks now on RFK. Watch for that, because that's what they'll try to do next.
All right. I want to shift gears into last night, and as we were covering it together, it was just amazingly boring and repetitive, but also just incredible deception as well. But since you mentioned how he's anti-communist, Nicole Shanahan is his VP. And she is out there openly saying, we've got to go against these people. They're going to destroy America. And so she's really woken up and gotten more hardcore. Here she is saying that Kamala is a communist.
Why is Kamala Harris sort of dangerous to you?
I think Kamala Harris is dangerous to me because she is the ultimate puppet for an organization that has, I believe, since President Obama, not actually run real people.
Mm-hmm.
They have selected amongst a very small group of individuals that they can control and dictate policy over.
Yes.
I don't think Kamala Harris is somebody who will sit here and tell you how she feels. I think that human capacity of hers has long gone.
Yes.
I think that what she now represents is corporatism.
Mm-hmm.
She represents a huge amount of cronyism. And I do believe that she is using messaging. And this is the part that worries me the most, is that she uses messaging in a way to get populations of young, unknowing, innocent people to join her on these false virtue signal ambitions and actually take on policies that will eventually really hurt them in the future. My mother is from communist China.
Uh-huh.
I grew up hearing about what the famine was like in communist China.
Right. Well, she's going to do price controls at supermarkets, so we don't have to worry about that.
But that is exactly how you get to a famine. I mean,
I know.
This is the basics. This is communism 101.
That's powerful, Roger. Respond to that. We only got 10 minutes left. Let's shift gears into last night and your takeaway from it.
Look, I think Nicole Shanahan has been red-pilled through this entire process. Initially, I was critical of her candidacy because of her ties to Google, but I think she has now seen the big picture and she recognizes the existential threat that a Harris-Walz presidency or administration poses to the country. I believe she's substantially influential with RFK, who is, look, he's an alpha male. He's very much his own man. But if she's right, and if this happens, I think you're looking at the kind of long-term political realignment we had in this country in 1932. We had it again in 1968, where you put in place a permanent America First majority that consists of traditional Republicans, libertarian-minded younger voters, blue-collar, working-class Catholics, particularly.
Veterans. In the middle. Midwest. Evangelicals, and you nailed it. This is a political realignment, not just here, but globally. So that this is, and we talked last night at like midnight when we got off the air, you said, look, this is great news, but this is going to make the deep state want to kill Trump even more.
That is a very deep concern. First of all, let's think about what this really is. One of the leading Democrats in the country, probably the most famous name in the Democrat Party other than Roosevelt, a Kennedy, endorsing the Republican candidate for president. That's a sea change. But this is going to cause more hysteria among the deep state. Every day we learn more troubling things about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. We don't seem to get many answers. We just get a lot of new questions. So, yeah, I think I'm very serious about my concern regarding a second attempt on Donald Trump's life. No, I don't know anything specific. I've read the Bible. I've read Samuel 1, sections 15 and 16 on the two kings, which seems to portend all of this. If you want to look at
That's right. The Bible repeats. So hitting that and then moving on to last night and the DNC, the time we have. Critical intel. Globalists plotting to assassinate Trump and blame Iran, triggering a massive war and martial law. Washington Post and others are reporting Trump's shooter had three encrypted overseas accounts amid Iranian plot. Threat. FBI. No proof. No nothing. Trying to blame Iran. Iran says we don't want to kill Trump. It's easy. You kill Trump, blame Iran, start World War III. Roger, they're really hyping this. What's your take?
It's a deep concern. Look, I just thinking logically, I don't think they'll try to shoot him again. What I fear would be, you know, some kind of attack on his plane, or some kind of attack with a drone. I pray this does not happen. But look, they definitely killed President John F. Kennedy. I've written a New York Times bestselling book at it. I'm currently working on a book on the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan. We learn more and more out of Butler, Pennsylvania. So they killed one president. They tried to kill a second one. They tried to kill a third one. What's to say that they will not try to kill him again? He poses an existential threat because now, particularly with Kennedy, which both enhances his chances of being elected, but at the same time, it also Kennedy, I think, really understands very deeply and has done a huge amount of research on the murder of his father, particularly, and his uncle. If you ask him, I've seen him in interviews.
He openly says that the deep state did it.
He says specifically the CIA did it. And he's, of course, right. The CIA is involved in both those plots. I think they're broader than that. But last night was a lie fest. I mean, you saw it like I do. Donald Trump wants to outlaw abortion. No, he doesn't. He wants to leave it to the states. Donald Trump is going to make contraception illegal. That's yet another lie. It's just lie after lie after lie. And then this pretense that they haven't been running things for the last 3+ years. Oh, she's going to bring prices down. Why didn't she already bring them down? Oh, she's going to bring
gas. So in the 5 minutes we have left, you've got the floor. Let's start at the beginning. What was your takeaway of her speech and just the compendium of it?
First of all, I think it was flat, to be honest with you. In other words, here, this was her big opportunity because if you think about it, you've never seen her speak at any length, ever. So, and she's using the teleprompters, and she's got access to Barack Obama's best speechwriters. They put that together. But there was no meat. She spent a third of it talking about her mother. She spent a third of it trying to pretend that she herself is not responsible for a number of the most egregious problems in the country today. And then she makes big promises, which she can't possibly fulfill. She's going to bring down prices. Well, she told us how she was going to do that. She's going to do that through wage and price controls. They don't work. We tried them under Richard Nixon. He wrote in his biography, it was his second biggest mistake. She wants to lend $25,000, wants to give $25,000 to anybody who wants to buy a home, whether they could actually service a mortgage after using that as a down payment or not. We tried that before, under Clinton, under Secretary of HUD, Chris Cuomo. It crashed the entire economy, not just the housing market. This continued smear of Donald Trump, that's all they really have. Most of her speech, other than the sections about her mother and her sister, was an attack on Trump. And she's just not credible as a change agent because she's responsible for the current conditions in the country. And I guess they actually think that they can model this after Obama's 2008 campaign, where they sell a vibe. Hope and change. Well, so we don't need to get into the specifics. Hope and change. We're going to bring you hope and change. In this case, they're going to bring us joy. But most Americans I know today are not joyful when they go to the gas pump. They are not joyful when they go to the grocery store. They are not joyful when they see their 401ks. They are not joyful when they see homeless veterans panhandling on the corner at the same time that we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine. So I don't think that their strategy of pretending that they had nothing to do with the country's current problems, but they are the solution to those problems, Alex, I just do not think that is going to work.
Well, the numbers are out. I've got them right here. She got the worst result among Hispanics for Democrat candidates so far this century. The polls are coming in, as you predicted last night. We were simulcasting. This has actually given her a dip, not a bump, and that's even in their skewed polls, where they sample more Democrats in their methodology.
I think that any bump they might have gotten is potentially completely erased by the breaking news of the most prominent member of a Democrat dynasty in American history endorsing the Republican candidate for president, and the populist movement that means, in which I see an influx of Kennedy voters and Kennedy supporters into the Trump camp. The folks in the Kamala Harris campaign know this is a game changer. They know it. And watch for the personal attacks on Robert Kennedy as well as Donald Trump to now ramp up. That's all they have. They have no positive message. They have no positive vision. And when they do put forward prospective policies, like their capital gains tax, which our mutual friend Mike Adams on my show yesterday destroyed that idea, that you would buy a house if the house appreciated, but you didn't sell it, you'd still pay taxes on the appreciation. That's crazy.
It certainly is. With a minute left, closing comments, StoneZone.com, Roger Stone.
Look, this election is going to be very close. Take nothing for granted. Those who are pessimistic, do not be pessimistic. I've had a recent briefing from the campaign on their evangelical Christian outreach, their African American outreach, their Hispanic outreach. These folks know what they're doing. They're extraordinarily organized. Yes, they're outpacing us on money because they're money laundering millions of dollars through Act Blue into her campaign. So go to DonaldJTrump.com and send a contribution. He really, really does need it. We're doing good on fundraising, particularly for August, but we could be doing better, and we want to keep pace. But do not be of faint heart. We are going to win. Pray for victory.
So you're saying it's ours to lose?
I want to see the polls again. Politics changes very quickly, but the president is extremely well positioned. What we need now is the contrast on issues, and we need a debate or two or three. Because I think he will absolutely destroy her.
Yeah, I predict she won't do it. But, Roger, thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of body's ultimate formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Us. All we do is deliver victory. You want war? You got it.
This is our time. We've got steel in our spines, iron in our veins, and hope in our hearts. We've got the flavor, the guts, the grit, and those big shoulders you've heard so much about. We're a bold city, a proud city, a who you calling second city, where 77 neighborhoods are one, a city of giants, a city with heart, a city with heroes, a sweet, sweet place to call home. We were born ready, baptized by fire, tireless, tenacious, tested, trusted. And like someone else we know, when we fight, we win. We're ready to rise to the challenge, to rise to new heights. Rise, 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 up, up and away we go. Hey, make some noise so we can hear you, America. Welcome to Chicago.
In studio for the next 45 minutes or so, then we'll get back into all the world news, DNC, you name it. The Dr. Peter McCullum, he doesn't need any introduction, one of the top most published researchers and doctors out there. You can find all his great work at onlinehealthnow.com, onlinehealthnow.com, one word. He's in studio with us, and he is, again, one of the leading voices out exposing all of this. There's a bunch of prestigious studies that have now come out directly, what he's been saying for years, correlating that it's not the COVID infection causing this explosion of myocarditis and other heart issues. It is the shots, and there's been a lot of other things happening with the UN declaring a new emergency right when their old emergency was set to expire that week. This has happened, as you know, a few weeks ago. We also have the monkeypox hysteria. We also have the bird flu hysteria. We have the system really trying to bring this back. We have Peter Hotez and members of Congress and members of NATO and Eric Schmidt, formerly of Google, now running combat robot programs for the Pentagon, saying we need to use NATO and the military against people. I mean, they're saying this. I remember old-timers when I first got on air 30-something years ago going, the UN's going to come one day. Well, they're not going to come in helmets. I said they're going to come as bureaucrats. But actually, now they're talking about troops themselves. Dr. Ryan, the head of the global UN emergency response, has called, of course, for sending military out. So Dr. Peter McCullum, we now have a 35,000-foot view 4.5 years into this. You've been speaking out day one about what's really going on. Can you give us your 35,000-foot view on what is really going on here and then drill into all the new developments that only vindicate everything you've been saying?
Boy, it goes back to 2005. The PrEP Act, written by HHS and Congress, said there will be a pandemic one after another, and that's exactly what's happened. Every single one of these outbreaks now looks like it's gain-of-function research. Human agency was involved in the creation of these pathogens, getting people sick, and then the same individuals and same groups that have been behind this form of gain-of-function research are actually pushing vaccines as the singular answer for each one of these health crises. We now have, I think, compelling data that SARS-CoV-2, through all of the investigations in Washington by the House Select Subcommittee led by Brad Wenstrup, Ohio representative, are conclusive that SARS-CoV-2, the chimeric virus, was a creation by a U.S.-Chinese collaboration led by Dr. Ralph Baric at UNC Chapel Hill, Dr. Peter Daszak at the EcoHealth Alliance, now barred from government research, and retired and NIAID director Anthony Fauci with the bat lady Xingling Li in Wuhan. They created SARS-CoV-2. This was published and memorialized in a 2015 paper in Nature Medicine, 2016 paper in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Now, enter in monkeypox. That was the next U.S. public health emergency declared by Biden and HHS Secretary Becerra in 2022. Now going back, it looks like 2003 records indicate, and this is on our Courageous Discourse Substack and McCullough Foundation website, that Fauci commissioned gain-of-function research in monkeypox to get to the point where it's human-to-human transmission. That's exactly what we saw. It used to be transmitted from monkeys or giant pouch rats, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and then suddenly in 2022, it's spreading in the male, gay, and bisexual community, human-to-human transmission. It looks like, now in a paper that we've highlighted on the Courageous Discourse Substack, that indeed this is a product of gain-of-function research. Now WHO, within the last few days, declares an emergency of public health interest for the world. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, a next wave of monkeypox, this is now called Clade 1 or Single Source 1, it's in the sex trades in the Congo. 96% of cases are in the Congo. Only 10% are PCR confirmed. There are several hundred deaths out of thousands of cases Most of the deaths likely to be in those with untreated advanced HIV disease. So this is not of general public concern, clearly not of worldwide concern, but it doesn't stop with monkeypox. We now have compelling data. McCullough Foundation, Nick Holscher Fellow has broken the news that avian influenza, H5N1 influenza, clade 23446, is indeed a product of gain-of-function research coming out of the USDA Poultry Research Center in Athens, Georgia, in collaboration with the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine, Erasmus University in the Netherlands. They collaborated to get bird flu to extend its host range into migratory waterfowl. That's how it's spreading from farm to farm, by mallard ducks and similar birds, as well as into mammals. But as a consequence of extending its host range, it's a far more mild infection. This is very breaking news. Avian influenza is a very mild illness right now. No large numbers of animal deaths. Mild cases of human disease, nothing more than pink eye. Clearly, avian influenza is not a public health emergency. It's not a global health emergency. And, Alex, there's no need to vaccinate against either monkeypox or bird flu.
Now, you always give out the science, but just for lay people out there, we had Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg, we had many other top scientists like Dr. Michael Yeadon coming out before they even released it in October, November, and December of 2020, saying it's going to cause myocarditis, it's going to cause infertility, it's going to cause strokes, it's going to cause blood clots. You had the FDA putting out a list of probable adverse reactions, listing dozens more, but all those as well. So what is that about? And then you began to come out and warn as well. And then we saw that indeed. So if you knew it and all these other people knew it, and the FDA would actually put this out on their website and a PowerPoint presentation, what do you think the point is of that with the system? And then now these new studies proving indeed that that is the case. I mean, you look at this, it looks completely premeditated. We now know since 45 and starting in Michigan, they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. That was rat poison or bug poison. Doesn't strengthen your teeth. My dad's a dentist. He'll tell you that. And now we know it's lowered IQ massively. I mean, look, just as a citizen, just as a, you know, a person that, you know, lives here in America, this is completely obvious. A program of sterilization and dumbing down for control, in my view, just like ancient societies wouldn't let the slaves learn how to read and write. Well, this is just an extension of that. How do you dumb down a population that knows how to read and write and that's too uppity? You poison them and then connect them to a medical system that wasn't really corrupt at the time, but has become more and more corrupt and captured by big pharma.
Public health initiatives have not improved public health. They've actually worsened public health. You cited countless numbers of examples. Now this is brought to us acutely with the dangers of the COVID-19 vaccines. They were telegraphed to us by the National Institutes of Health and the CDC in their slides back in September of 2020 before they released. Every single side effect, Alex, that they put on that slide, we have seen in massive numbers, causing record injuries, disabilities, and deaths.
So how is it going for Albert Bourla and Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and all these guys? Because they're coming back with the same tricks, the same fear-mongering, the same attempts at PCR tests of the cows and chickens. They want everybody wearing hazmat gear the last 6 months. The people just refused. I mean, it looks to me like an implosion in confidence, not in your average doctor or nurse or practitioner, but in the people controlling it.
Yeah, the public is clearly rejecting this, Alex. We now have data from the CDC that only 1.6% of Americans are taking COVID shots. We've heard the CDC announce yet another round of boosters in the fall for the JN1 variant in KP2. These variants will be long gone. I think the first card to be called for Bourla, Pfizer, and the other vaccine manufacturer executives will be the state attorney general lawsuits against these companies for violation of deceptive trade practices. First one in Texas here by Ken Paxton, but now Chris Kobach in Kansas, three other states. I think this should rapidly spread to every state in the country and spread to all the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, and Novavax.
That's right, because you're the expert, but Reagan in 86, who was a good guy overall, but got fooled in a lot of things, like approving aspartame as well with Rumsfeld that got him to do it. they're given liability protection of the shot itself if it's government mandated, but they're not given protection if there's proven fraud, correct?
That's correct. If fraud and malicious intent are proven, then the liability shields should be lowered. And when they are, the companies then can be directly liable to injuries by individuals. Right now, the lawsuits have been focused on the entities that forced the vaccines or mandated the vaccines. And Alex, it's not just a mandate. If a company substantially encouraged COVID-19 vaccination and there's an injury, now lawsuits are coming forward against the companies that encouraged the shots.
Absolutely incredible. I could ask you 1,000 questions, but just in general, so much news has unfolded. What do you want to hit next? Then I want you to give us your expert view on monkeypox, bird flu, and where you see this going.
We know from a case that landed in Dallas in 2022 that monkeypox does not spread very readily at all by casual contact. So the first thing people ask me is, should I be afraid of monkeypox? For the average American, monkeypox is of no concern whatsoever. This man traveled from the Congo. He was not gay or homosexual. He just, you come in contact with animals there. He landed in Atlanta. He saw friends there, flew to Dallas, saw friends there. Someone noticed a rash. He was diagnosed with monkeypox. He was given Tecovirimat, the very effective drug to treat monkeypox, and he was fine. The CDC counted every single contact this individual had. Nobody contracted monkeypox. So, Alex, you don't get monkeypox from sitting next to somebody on a plane.
Isn't 99% that's not animal transferred in the deep Congo homosexual sex?
Yes, it's homosexual and gay bisexual sex, but intense sexual contact. The average person in the monkeypox paper in New England Journal of Medicine by Thornhill and colleagues had many sexual partners in a week, Alex. And of those, over 40% had HIV disease. So of the
So even autoimmune compromise.
For sure. And then over 35,000 cases in the United States, the vast majority.
So this is brutal, aggressive sex.
Yes. Over 35,000 cases in the United States so far, almost all male, gay, bisexual individuals. And the vast majority is a mild skin rash. That's it. We've had 58 deaths in the United States, Alex, and of those, the vast majority had untreated advanced HIV.
So that's a comorbidity?
It is basically the signature of someone who could get in trouble with monkeypox. Now, on our Courageous Discourse Substack, anybody over age 52 in the United States has partial protection anyway because they've likely received the smallpox vaccine, as I did. And so smallpox vaccine in a meta-analysis.
Lifetime.
39 studies, you have partial protection.
Okay, so then is it obviously what Dr. Malone said a few days ago here in via Skype, that this is simply to get the new UN emergency authorization because their old one was ending?
Yes, this is clearly, I think, perpetrated by those who want continued emergencies. They want to see the flows of funds. Do you know there was a call for new monkeypox vaccines 5 days before the WHO made the worldwide declaration? This is clearly gaming the vaccine industry. We know the Bavarian Nordic Jynneos vaccine for monkeypox is dangerous. It causes myocarditis at high rates, yet another vaccine that will injure the population at risk.
Why? I mean, obviously, I believe, and Bill Gates wants to depopulate, and he wants you to take a shot so you live, and they want to make us infertile. I mean, we obviously know that's the base of it. But how do they think they're going to get away with the Gardasil shot, you know, the HPV shots? All these things just have incredible rates of problems, not just the COVID garbage. And then, like you're saying, I'm seeing reports all the time, mainstream even, of, like, all these new shots coming out. It's like they're trying to discredit the vaccine industry. I mean, it's like they're trying to destroy themselves, or are they just trying to set the precedent? They can do anything they want.
Setting precedent and also setting incredible numbers of vaccines. On one of the Agenda 2030 initiatives, we're talking 500 vaccines per individual, Alex. This is extraordinary. What we know is that no vaccine is sufficiently safe or theoretically effective. Remember, if you don't come in contact with the disease, it doesn't matter if you've had the vaccine or not. Now that a water supply is...
Yeah, why are we giving babies hepatitis shots at birth when it's intravenous drug users and anal sex?
Right. There's no clinical education to do that. We know that the water supply is clean now, so polio vaccines become not compelling. The same would be true for diphtheria, pertussis. And the World Council for Health in September of 2023 called for a moratorium of the entire childhood vaccine schedule.
So how would you describe the big pharma, big food? It's all the same companies. You know, people that have all the additives in the food, the cigarette companies, it's all one big group of mad scientists that want to addict us and control us. Do you think they realize, because I've seen some of their big talks, they admit everybody hates us now, no one's believing us, we've got to get trust back at Davos, but then they do stuff even worse and they're losing the trust. Where do you see this going?
I see it going to a mass uprising, very similar to what happened at the late 19th century called the Anti-Vaccination League in the UK. There, people were up in arms over a very dangerous and ineffective primordial smallpox vaccine. People were being injured by this contaminated vaccine, and there was a giant pushback, Alex. What we know is the public will not tolerate this. In large numbers of individuals now and families are pushing back on the vaccines, not taking them or delaying them, being much more selective for their children. We have five studies now showing children are healthier if they go natural with no vaccines, provided the child is normal at birth and has a normal infancy.
I want to run through some headlines for you, but before we do that, you've actually been a great sponsor of ours. We never even really promote it, but you guys have the best overall large-scale telemedicine operation run by some really professional people you guys fired a few years ago. You didn't come here to do this, but I want to do this. Tell people about OnlineHealthNow.com. And tell people about the book. Tell people about some of the amazing packs you've got. And people need to get ahead of this if there is something real they release, which is definitely in the cards. We hope it doesn't happen. It's my view people should be stockpiling things, and they should all be also supporting organizations that are doing this important work.
Well, go to OnlineHealthNow.com. Go to the bookstore and pick up a copy of my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. This is the only book, Alex, in this genre of COVID-19 that was banned by Amazon for 12 days.
And that's because people will have a blueprint to not get killed by the corrupt medical systems. And not everybody's corrupt. A lot of people are great, but it gives you a roadmap to, in future operations, to know your rights and to know how to save yourself.
And it gives people insight on who are the perpetrators, Alex, and what are the crimes, which are fraud and mass negligent homicide. Now, that leads right into what should we do about this? We're not just complaining about the state of affairs. We've taken actions into our own hands, created the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company, go to OnlineHealthNow.com. That's the portal into the Wellness Company products. The Wellness Company Contagion Kit is the way to protect you and your family against seasonal influenza, avian influenza. COVID-19 has the drugs that are most effective in good supplies: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, oseltamivir, and budesonide. A terrific value. Couldn't do this at an urgent care.
Oh, when I had COVID and couldn't breathe, and believe me, it was real, folks. I've been around. I'm tough. And I mean, I thought I'd been kicked by a horse for about a week. I got on budesonide, and it would just make me feel great for about 5 hours, and then I ran out of it, and it took me a couple of days to get some, and I was just in torture till I got it. It saved my dad. It is so important.
It just saved a friend of ours in a hotel room in Chicago. She couldn't breathe, had a severe bronchitis. Thankfully, she had the Wellness Company, the broadest of the kits, the broad emergency medical kit that covers various forms of bacterial bronchitis, has an array of antibiotics, also has anti-emetics, things that can handle nausea and vomiting.
And society could break down any time. That's their plan. This is way more important, in my view, than just insurance or anything. You've got to, this is just as important as water filtration, firearms, not as important as relationship with God, but when it comes down to that, you have it in packs, it's easily transportable, everybody should be getting these and giving these as gifts to family that isn't thinking.
These are prescribed to the individual. They come with a user guide, telemedicine advice if needed. Medications are safe and effective, proven. Alex, there's a refill program. So once you use a medication in a bottle, take advantage of the refill program. Get a One Wellness membership. That's the top line membership in the Wellness Company. That gives free nutraceuticals, gives access to free generic pharmaceuticals, 800 different generics, and the COVID-19 and emergency medical.
So they go to OnlineHealthNow.com. And that's the URL. So InfoWars gets support. You get a great deal. And you're just awesome. And it's wonderful. There's so many amazing things there.
It is. Wellness Company has been a breakthrough. It really is the leader, the vanguard in the Patriot economy. There is a pushback to this global takeover of your personal health freedoms. A Wellness Company is your way to break out of it. And it's affordable 24/7 and puts you in control.
Absolutely. Onlinehealthnow.com. I wanted to do that because we need to help people and it funds the show because, I mean, I did this when I said that. I wasn't really thinking. It was kind of passed over. But once I figured it out in the middle of COVID, what was the second big one? The Delta? Yeah, that was what really almost killed Rob Dew. And that guy, like, bicycles 30 miles. You know, he's an athlete. You know, had a college scholarship basketball. It almost killed him. People are like, oh, it's not real. Oh, let me tell you, I've had the flu, nothing. I've had colds, nothing. I'm tough. My wife is like a super athlete, and she was like, when she got it after me, she got it from me, she was like, I want to go to the hospital. I can't breathe. And I go, no, budesonide and ivermectin and all that. And she got better in just 4 or 5 days. Me, I kind of ignored it for a week, so it got a lot worse because I mean, I'm tough. I'm going to ignore this. And but as soon as I got on the medications, bam. And believe me, folks, with who knows what they're going to pull next.
You know, I've treated patients in their 90s, people on oxygen, people with pacemakers, ICDs, heart failure. These kits are broadly applicable. They're life-saving. They rely on McCullough protocol, the most widely used acute treatment protocol in acute COVID-19. Wellness Company is not stopping there. We have the most...
By the way, Rogan did your protocol.
Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers, so many did. We had many state lawmakers in Texas use the protocol. Without McCullough protocol, the hospitalizations and deaths in the United States could have been overwhelming. Thank goodness we stepped in with early treatment.
All right. We got about 20 minutes in the next hour, and then you've got to go and do another podcast in Dripping Springs. It's great to have you here. The door's always open. I want to, when we come back from break, run through just a whole bunch of articles and studies just came out last week. Just get your take. You know about the study. What's your view? And then any other tidbits. What else do you want to hit when we come back?
Well, I'd like to talk with you about RFK joining Team Trump.
Well, I was told that by high-level folks, and I told people he'd make the announcement Friday on Tuesday. He announced a few days later. And then now his wife's trying to pressure him, and I'm told there's a fight going on. I'm really worried, actually.
Well, you know, RFK has been a leader, by the only public figure at a high level that has expressed concerns regarding pandemic response, lessons learned, vaccine safety and efficacy, broadly concerns about the childhood vaccine schedule. There are a lot of voters out there, Alex, who are in the middle. They're independents or they're on the right or left. But the biggest issue in their life has been a pandemic issue, a hospitalization, a job lost, a vaccine injury or disability. And I think RFK is going to attract those voters.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break because I want everybody to hear this. Some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, so we're going to give you a five-minute break. We're going to air some very important information coming up, a special report. Pick one of the newest Mound reports. And then we're going to come back right after this break in 5 minutes, and we're going to just drill through all of this. But people need to go now to the website. You need to stockpile, in my view. Very important, onlinehealthnow.com. I mean, if you don't, quite frankly, you're insane. I mean, I've got, like, a freaking closet full of this stuff. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Revelation 12, verse 3, presents us with another threatening sign in the heavens. A mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having seven heads and ten horns, and on each head, a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays seven heads and ten horns, with seven diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last,
And he that lives, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s, during the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the leading experts and one of the most published doctors out there is Dr. Peter McCullough. He's with us for the rest of this segment. And we're going to shift gears into military and global news and how they're openly saying that Iran's going to assassinate Trump with no evidence. Iran says they're not. They already tried to blame the last assassination on him. I predicted they would do that when they weren't doing it. I'm in their brains. I know their battle plan. This is really bad. Okay. I don't just get up here and say alarmist stuff because I like to hear alarmist stuff. I don't risk my life for nothing. The system is really angry at me over all this. But we're going to continue to tell the truth until we beat these people or until I go down with the ship. But in the end, I believe you will win no matter what happens to me or Dr. Peter McCullough, who's also being persecuted. But he doesn't talk about it either. He just keeps moving forward. Doc, with the onlinehealthnow.com, you wanted to, and I'm glad because I was going to raise this anyways, and we'll get back into all the poison shot news, mRNA mass rollouts for cancer, everything else, even though it's killing people in the trials. Your take on RFK Jr. and how seismic this is, and I believe he will endorse Trump today. I was told he would on Tuesday. He was going to do it in L.A., and then he got with Trump, obviously, and he's going to be the surprise guest, we believe. I've not been told that, but they're in the same city. He makes the announcement at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. We'll be covering it, that live feed that's going to be on his X account everywhere else coming up here in just about 53 minutes from now. And then about 3 hours later, or 2.5 hours later, is the Trump rally beginning. I believe he will be at that during the war room today with Chase Kiser hosting. Owen's on vacation. We're going to be obviously carrying that rally as well. But Dr. Peter McCullough, your view on this, obviously, I know you're a fan of RFK Jr. for his championing for so long against medical tyranny and so much more. I see this as part of political realignment with Tulsi Gabbard's endorsing Trump, Elon Musk endorsing Trump. This is a big deal.
It is. You know, there is a deep state that people think about with the intelligence agencies and the military, but people don't think about the medical and bioscientific deep state. And it exists. And at the top of this is the Department of Health and Human Services, of which the FDA and CDC report to HHS. We have the National Institutes of Health, which is a big player, UNAID, and numerous government agencies make up this medical bioscientific deep state. And they take care of each other financially, Alex, through grants, through all different types of programs to be administered. Now, if RFK joins the Trump campaign and ultimately is positioned as a cabinet member, Secretary of HHS, in my view, would be the position welcomed by those who are on Team Freedom for medical and bioscientific affairs in the country. The reason being is because most of us are calling for a house cleaning of the FDA, the CDC, and NIH, and the HHS director would be key. RFK is an attorney. Javier Becerra, the current HHS secretary, is an attorney. So he's well, you know, educated, schooled on these affairs to take that position.
All right. Shifting gears now into the big news. I'm just going to read you these headlines. This is from the NIH out of the UK, the government website. First UK patient receives innovative lung cancer vaccine. And it goes on to say it's mRNA, the investigational mRNA cancer immunotherapy for non-small cell lung cancer known as BNT116. Now, look, I want cures for things, okay? And it's great if you can get humans to sign up for these, but lying and saying it's a vaccine, to me is a fraud. And they're doing all sorts of mRNA testing on humans and animals right now. What are the issues with this?
The issues are that messenger RNA technology has been around since about 1985. In a review article by Lalani and colleagues, governments are millions, if not billions, of dollars of investment into this. So is the biotech industry. Messenger RNA technology is, in a sense, like nuclear technology. It cannot be controlled. Once messenger RNA goes in the human body, Alex, it goes everywhere. We don't understand the biodistribution, the pharmacokinetics, cannot turn on and turn off the proteins produced by messenger RNA. And so if a protein is produced to try to combat lung cancer, in my view, it's much safer to give it as a peptide through intravenous infusion or through some other method as opposed to genetic technology. We don't understand it well enough. We've already seen a crisis from the widespread administration of messenger RNA for SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. I think it's a misadventure. And don't forget, in sick cancer patients, it's going to be hard to tell toxicity from the treatment versus progression of the cancer.
So in layman's terms, they have moved, as Fauci said in 2009 on C-SPAN, that we're going to, quote, blow up the old FDA system. They're doing similar systems worldwide. They're now just directly guinea pigging the population. Netanyahu said last year in an interview with Jordan Peterson, he said, we are just going to test things and see what works on the Israeli people.
You know, it was said by New England Journal of Medicine editor that to just test the COVID vaccines on children. One of the
remember the FDA board member said on video in a meeting, he said, we're just going to test and see what it does.
That's it. But I can tell you the great concern here is that the messenger RNA could reverse transcribe. What I mean by that is the human body can make a mirror image code of it and then insert it into the human genome, insert it into normal cells, make those normal cells become abnormal. So if we treated a lung cancer, maybe years down the line, we could have some other new medical problem because of reverse transcription. It's a dangerous technology. I think it should be shut down.
And you said this, I remember, like 3 years ago, but I've seen studies where they now admit it is doing that.
There is a paper by Marcus Alden and colleagues, Yang D. Marinus, senior author from Malmo, Sweden, clearly showing the center portion of Pfizer reverse transcribes into human DNA in a human hepatoma cell line. If the center 444 base pair amplicon does, probably the entire code does. So what does this mean? Everybody who took Pfizer or Moderna, it's possible, Alex, that their genome, their human genome, at least in a mosaic of cells, has been permanently changed.
Wow. Let's move on to the next story. World's first mRNA lung cancer vaccine against human trials. Now it's time for your 10th COVID shot. Fauci says he's taken six. He's had, I guess, COVID, was it four times now? And they get up and brag about this. I mean, they're now admitting it doesn't work. They've known this forever. What the hell's going on here?
You'd think if they got a cold, they just wouldn't get a test and advertise the failure of the COVID-19 vaccines. An analysis from Cleveland Clinic, Shretha and colleagues, shows with each additional COVID shot, there's no protection. In fact, people get more recurrent COVID, just like Fauci and Biden.
it's just, and then they brag about it. Oh, I've had, I mean, Hotez gets up all the time. What do you make of Hotez? I'm sure you've seen the clips, but I've seen at least, we put a compilation together, this week, early this week, at least 10 prominent spokespersons for the WHO and others saying we want to use troops and NATO to control information, but also physically go after people and punish them. The UK Prime Minister said that as well. What do you make of this?
Dr. Peter Hotez, a professor of medicine at Baylor in Houston. I'm a former professor of medicine. I've published a bit more than he has. I think, quite honestly, he's frankly dangerous. He is calling for using propaganda, and his propaganda tool is anti-science. Anti-science is a propaganda term of which he uses to gain a power dynamic over others. That is, he holds the science, and anybody who disagrees with Hotez is, you know, anti-science.
And he says we're aggressing, we're violent with our info.
Well, what he is aggressive with his propaganda and actually weaponizing this against the population. Essentially what he's saying is anybody who disagrees with him and this government false narrative would actually be hunted down by UN police and other military forces.
And that's what Dr. Ryan, the head of their emergency response, said 3 years ago. It's just insane. Continuing on with these reports, excess deaths in Australia correlated to COVID vaccine uptake. We've got all these other studies. You mentioned it earlier. Major study, COVID shots are sole cause of child heart failure surge. That's what you're an expert on. What's happening?
Well, let's take all-cause mortality first. Dennis Rancourt, epidemiologist out of Montreal, Alessandria from Italy, multiple other reports, a big report in from Japan, all over the world, the COVID-19 vaccines are resulting in excess mortality. People who take the vaccines die sooner than those who don't take the vaccines. And a big mechanism by which they die is cardiovascular disease, cardiac arrest, the development of heart failure, and other catastrophes.
And here's one of those big studies right here, overhead shot for TV viewers. German doctor warns monkeypox is really COVID jab-induced shingles. I've seen a lot of scientists and doctors saying this. What's going on there?
The two diagnoses can be confused. Now, monkeypox is a more pustular rash, not as painful as shingles, smaller little pustules. But I can tell you, because in the Congo, where this is a big deal, only 10% of cases are laboratory confirmed. The rest of it, they're trying to make a clinical diagnosis. So they could misdiagnose shingles as monkeypox or vice versa. We shouldn't use the Congo, one of the poorest countries on earth, as a model for monkeypox epidemiology.
Why is monkeypox so much more prevalent in the Congo? Because it's basically, what do they call that, a genetic sink? There's just, it's in the animals, it's in the...
Yeah, it's endemic in monkeys, and actually where the greatest contact is in giant pouch rats. These rats, I guess, are kept in cages, and they have to wrestle with the animals. Most of the cases in the Congo, it's on the hands because they're handling the animals. The cases in humans out of Europe in the United States are almost always buttocks, penis, pelvis, and the mouth, because it's in the gay and bisexual community. That's how it's transferred. It's essentially a sexually transmitted disease that most Americans don't need to worry about.
And the head doctor at the White House monkeypox response team is a particularly wild, promiscuous person who promotes unprotected sex.
He is somebody who looks like he would be at risk for monkeypox. Now, we've had just over 1 million people take the monkeypox vaccine in the United States, largely gay and bisexual men. But the key here is not a vaccine, which doesn't last very long and causes myocarditis. It's safe sex practices. And then when sick, the use of tecovirimat. This is a valuable drug, Alex. It's an envelope protein inhibitor. It's very effective. It's available orally and IV. Think about treatment for the illness, not a vaccine.
So if you don't want to get monkeypox, don't have sex with 50 people a month.
It really boils down to some common sense. I don't want anybody in mainstream America to worry about monkeypox. We simply understand
well,
too well.
I was reading these studies where they're having some hundreds of partners a month. How the hell do you do that? It doesn't even sound real. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study, reproductive destruction. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
Open Safely, huge study out of the UK, over 1 million individuals. This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't. There are no autopsy-confirmed cases. In fact, when autopsies are done in COVID-19 illness, the virus does not affect the heart. There are no adjudicated cases using biomarkers, imaging, and MRI. And there are no hospitalizations and deaths attributed to the infection causing myocarditis. Just the opposite. We have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of vaccine myocarditis causing hospitalization and death. And we've published with Nick Hulscher and myself have published this. Sadly, Alex, the first manifestation of COVID vaccine myocarditis can be a cardiac arrest. They don't even have a...
And that's like Ernest Ramirez Jr. Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says, COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
Essentially, it's a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure, heart transplant, and ICD implantation.
We're going to put that clip up front once we archive this. Moving on here. Pacemaker patients experience heartbeat irregularities post-COVID and flu shot, we're now learning.
This is important. Remember, the pacemaker not only paces the heart, but it can actually monitor the heart. So it's the best way to get baseline cardiac rhythm information. Take a shot and see what happens afterwards. And
so it's a perfect controlled study, basically.
Exactly. So we've got it. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
Here's another one. COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
And the use of prescription drugs, including colchicine, mandatory, and then heart failure drugs.
I want you to speak more to that at the end here, but when you talk to these patients, and obviously you don't want to scare them or freak them out, but do they volunteer? Hey, I think it's the shot. I mean...
Most people think it's the shot, and Alex, and we measure...
And the science says it is.
And the science says it is. We measure antibodies to the spike protein. This is very important. Just published a risk stratification paper on this in the preprint server, myself and Nick Hulscher, my fellow. And what we've shown is that when the antibodies against the spike protein are low, less than 1,000, very unlikely that the patient is at risk. Once we see arbitrary units greater than 1,000 on the extended range antibody spike protein test, that's where we start to discern risk for those who have had multiple rounds of COVID vaccines. And there probably is a cumulative toxicity. One shot, not too bad. Start adding more, greater risk.
Wow. Doctors raise alarm over COVID vaccine linked to infertility. They admit it's causing menstrual cycle problems. What's going on there?
It's clear. There's been project after project that have demonstrated the vaccines cause menstrual abnormalities and bleeding. The great concern I have is that there can be bleeding in a postmenopausal woman and basically the reconstitution of periods. Watch out. That could be early endometrial cancer.
And that's the lining of the uterus.
That's right. And, you know, we have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com. that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. Dr. Jordan Vaughn, biggest vaccine blood clot center in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama, using now 8,000 twice a day or 16,000 units. Bromelain, we are doubling, if not quadrupling the doses. And curcumin. Now the caveat is bleeding. These are forms of blood thinners. So watch out for bleeding. If one's prone for bleeding, we do give them in addition to blood thinners. And we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. OnlineHealthNow.com.
All right, we're going to go out to break here in a moment, and Dr. Peter McCullough is going to leave us. We're going to shift gears into international news, military news, preparedness, and just how crazy the economy is. We're going to play a clip going out, though. Former Democrat Governor Rod Blagojevich explains exactly what the current Democrat Party represents. It's a two-minute clip. We'll go to it in 1 minute. Doctor, you've got to get in the studio more often. You're up in Dallas, but anytime you want to come on remote, anytime something's breaking, you just call us. We'll get you on, because every time you come on, we don't just reach the, let's be conservative, 10 million a day that see the main show one way or another. We're on a lot of radio stations. But then your videos always get millions of views on X, on Real Alex Jones. They get cut up everywhere. I can't even track it. You're having a big effect here. We need you.
Thank you.
And you told me the wellness company gets the biggest response coming on here. So we need you more, man. You're the top guy.
Let's make it happen.
All right, brother. OnlineHealthNow.com. Go there and they get these pre-packs. Get ready. Don't play around. And it keeps us on air. It's a win-win. You are insane in this environment if you're not backed up and you're not prepared and you're not ready. And I'm always telling you about turmeric, how good it is. We got great turmeric, but this has got everything over here. Go now to OnlineHealthNow.com. We're going to go to break and come back and hit all the news and some really interesting things coming up. Doc, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right, here's Rod Blagojevich, the former governor.
I just want to give you the final word here. Final word here, because it's an honor to have you on the program. It's an honor to meet you. Again, the state and the city where we are is a great American city, and this was a much better state when you were running it, and this was a much safer and better city and more vibrant city when you were the governor of this state. And that's just a fact. That's just an indisputable fact. What is this party and this speech? You were cringing. I'm not sure if you could hear it on the microphone, but you're just kind of cringing as you were watching it. What happened in this party? What does this mean, this Kamala Harris moment? As somebody who really made your bones, right, in a corporate Democrat party, on a higher level.
The party's been hijacked by the socialists. Mm. That's where the power and the energy of the party is. It's to the extent that it has any kind of philosophy on anything, it's a socialist left-wing philosophy of, as I said before, pulling people down, not pushing people up. And it's got a strange coalition of these Silicon Valley billionaires who benefit in the way things are, Wall Street financiers who are backing it, also because, they got to play it safe and play that side in case they take over. And these Hollywood movie stars, that's the new Democratic Party. It's not the waitress anymore who serves you your meal at your restaurant. It's not the guy who's digging ditches on a construction site or working the assembly line at a factory. That used to be the Democrat Party. They don't speak to their issues. Their priorities are not about those people. It's frankly about me vasectomies and some crazy shit like that, this lunatic fringe that puts out. You know what I'm talking about? That's the new Democrat Party. That's where their energy is.
It's wild.
And it's really interesting. It's migrants over working people and poor people.
Yes.
It's gangbangers over cops.
Yes.
This is a fact for this. I know this Democrat Party because I was a Democrat.
Yeah.
It's bureaucrats over parents and parental rights. And it's woke and cancel culture over free speech.
Yeah.
That's the new Democrat Party. And I can't imagine the American people, if they realize that, are for any of those things.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be talking to security expert Steve Slepcevich here in just a moment. And I've known him for years. I've known these folks forever. And I know what he does in his real job or his main job. Can't say what he does, but let's just say he's a super patriot and is fighting hard for this country in a big, big way. And we last covered his information, had him on during the Maui fires and the tragedy there. But he comes from the satellite phone company that's a great sponsor. But the reason I wanted to get him on is to talk about the dangerous times we're in. But first, overhead shot, please. Here's a tweet I put out on August 7th, 2024, this month, a few weeks ago, just about 2 weeks ago. And that was when Kamala actually had a big crowd at a hangar in Michigan. And my intel was, and I saw it being posted online by influencers and that were known Democrat Party operatives, that Taylor Swift was going to be there. Didn't matter if she was really in Europe at the time. Their type of voters don't care. So they showed up thinking Taylor Swift would be there. I exclusively told you that. They were told Taylor Swift was having a free concert. Well, look what happened today. Don Lemon says Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and George W. Bush are going to be the surprise guests. America obliterates Democrats last night, the last night of the DNC, for lying about DNC surprise guests and then putting out false reports it would be Taylor Swift or it would be Beyonce. TMZ admits it falsely reported Beyonce primetime performance at DNC. It's all done on purpose. Beyonce fans demand answers for DNC no-show in internet exodus explodes with speculation about who started the fake rumors she would appear. So I saw the rumors 2 weeks ago, and I told you that, and I gave examples the next day. There you go. Tomorrow's news today. So they got away with it, beta testing it in Michigan and a few other places. So now they've done it again on the mass scale. Just like, oh, they're going to give you no tax on tips. They're going to dangle it out, and they're going to remove it from you. It's what these scumbags do. All right, our special guest is Steve Slepcevich. I really appreciate him coming on. Strategic response partner, Steve is an expert in dealing with global disaster preparedness, security response, and recovery. Slepcevich also owns a Sabra defense team that provides security services in disaster zones. We had him on about Maui. Civil unrest, including security threats assessment to mitigate active shootings, life safety issues, and property damage. And he advises some of the top people in the world. Let's leave it at that. He joins us to talk about possible threats leading up to the election and what's next, grid down cybersecurity, and how the elites are currently stockpiling and preparing for civil war here in America, which they admit they're doing. I don't have to repeat all the people saying it, Raskin, all of them. So this is a big deal. And yes, he's here as an expert. They're also a great sponsor. The satellite phone company is the biggest satellite phone seller in North America. They are a sponsor. We hope you take advantage of the best deals on satellite phones, other security phones. But the main reason he's here is to talk about this climate, the intel he's got right to the top, which you can't get into those sources, but let's just believe me, leave it at that. So Steve, great to have you on with us. Let's hit it right now. What are we facing?
Well, all the indicators are across the board. If you see what the FBI has talked about as far as Christopher Wray talking about the cyber attacks, the threats to our security, all these types of things are just kind of a pregame. They're prepping the water, right? They're preparing what's going to happen. So when they keep talking about the fact that our water and our infrastructure, electrical grid has the ability to get hit, like General Flynn says, if I can think it, they've already thought it, right? It's simple. The power grid we have in the United States is very fragile. If you look at just the disaster zones that we go into, when there's a major hurricane, the coastline has maybe 30, 40 miles. The hurricane is maybe 60, 65, 75 miles long. And then it runs back maybe 100 miles in. But really, the first probably 40, 50 miles is where you're going to have most of the damage along that path. But it takes a good portion of the United States electrical line workers to pull and source all these transformers, all this line into an area that typically takes, in some cases, up to 3 months to get that grid back up. So if you hit the United States power grid in multiple areas, you're looking at about a year's worth of work and not enough equipment here to get that stuff in place. So, to me, it's like this. If China were to hit these areas, Iran or Russia, or just be blamed for it, and the U.S. does it internally, the whole system's going to collapse.
And here's the key. They're pre-programming for 3 years that Trump patriots, this is an FBI report and a bunch of reports, are going to hit the grid during this election to stop Joe Biden, they said, now Kamala Harris, when we're actually winning. So they're pre-programming. The Iranians are going to kill Trump. The Iranians or the Russians are going to cut the grid off. And, of course, none of that even makes any sense, but they're pre-programming it. We should take that very seriously, because that means they're planning to or considering playing that hand and are already affecting the battle space pre-programming that narrative.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've worked the border, as you know, for the last going on 4 years with this new administration change. There was no need for our services at the border. We did a six-part docuseries with Turning Point called Border Battles, and we also took Kennedy to the border on his documentary called Midnight at the Border. But if you see the amount of military-trained men that they've documented that have
By
been
By the way, I should just stop and explain what you do. You've got your own Air Force, your own big teams, disaster relief. I should have said up front, because your bio is so big, tell us what you do for people that don't know who you are.
Okay, yeah. So for 35 years, my whole focus in the business has been in the private sector. So my job is to plan, provide disaster planning for critical infrastructure like the hospitals, private airports, ports, certain logistics areas that can't go down. These guys cannot go down. So they're not going to count on FEMA. They're going to have a private contractor like our company go in and make sure that all their risk assessments handled, not just insurance, but the pre-planning side of it. So bringing the fuel, the power, the security forces, the additional medics, the emergency response vendors, everybody's moving into, especially when it's hurricanes, pre the event, writing the event to make sure that that facility's power doesn't go down or the system doesn't come apart. And if it does, there's shrink wrap crews in the fourth floor, keeping the water off the deck, keeping the water from actually stopping the life-saving surgeries. For example, one of the hospitals did 17 life-saving surgeries as a result of the roof coming off. But over 300 of our men were in there shrink wrapping underneath it, diverting waters, pulling water off the panels. Additional security teams were put in place because, as you know, when the grid goes down, lawlessness comes out from everywhere. And if you simply look at what happened at the border, it was beautifully orchestrated. So these military men they're in camps right now. And it's just a matter of them getting the signal. And if you do, you hit this infrastructure, lights go out.
But again, you're talking over some folks. Explain. They pre-positioned military forces, even as Naomi Wolf, everybody sees it. These are military men with the same boots, the same backpacks. You can see their military men from the Middle East, from China, everywhere. They're all pre-positioned around key facilities already.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, and people that have been ignoring it, it's going to be a dark time in America. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm there, the guy that's at the front line seeing these things actually happen and unfold. I mean, it's extremely well orchestrated. I mean, it's a great way, a simple way to start a civil war, because in America, we don't identify by color. Well, some do, or the type of person. We're all colors here in America. So once those attacks start happening, people are going to retreat and go indoors. It's easy at that time to release a virus. Now everyone's on lockdown. They're going to control the roads. You're not going to be able to move in and around that area. So there's going to be a lot of shock and awe.
So what you're saying is we're facing the real potential. When we hear top Democrats say we're going to have a civil war and new viruses and lockdowns, you as a security logistics emergency expert with a leading company, well known, you are seeing all the signs that they are warming this thing up to maybe even do it.
Well, Alex, 35 years in the planning side of it, and never before have I ever had these conversations with some of the critical infrastructure that we're working for. So these are actually being put into plans of how they're going to respond. So, yeah, this is
so you're saying power plants, hospitals, airports are gearing up for this already?
Yeah, they're absolutely gearing up for it. And we've had conversations for the last 2 years around this and actually what we call hardening the structures so that they can survive an attack. But they themselves are scrambling because they're really behind the eight ball on this one.
And for folks that don't understand this, there's been a few times in my life when I'm down at Port Aransas or the beach with family and I pull over to eat somewhere and I take a wrong turn and I drive by a refinery and then instantly a state police car shoots out, follows me, runs my plates. One time pulled me over. What do you do? And why'd you drive over there? That's going on everywhere, but if people start attacking, we don't have enough people watching all this. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not going to, you know, there's not enough resources. I mean, recently we were in D.C. On the planning security team for Rescue the Republic. And as we were going to grab lunch, we were taking some pictures of the Commerce Building. And it's interesting because two undercover patrols guys followed us to the restaurant, stood back, then followed us when we left, and then approached us with two of my firefighters that are part of the planning committee. And it was interesting. They're like, why are you taking pictures of the building? And one of the guys goes, well, because this is America. And he's like, well, no, you have to understand something. There's just a huge security risk right now across the country. And I'm like, well, I'm grateful that you guys are doing your job. But I'm thinking to myself, when it all goes down, you don't have the bandwidth. That's why whenever there's a wide area disaster, I mean, just Northridge earthquake back in 94, the fire department was tapped out in 7 seconds. They couldn't take another phone call. Law enforcement is going to be completely overwhelmed. I mean, here's the thing. The reality is with 1,000 of my guys, I can bring LA County to its knees. With 1,000 of my guys. There's over 200,000 that they have registered already in the United States that are highly trained that can do what my guys do.
Particularly Hezbollah.
Yeah. There's a lot of groups right now that, you know, listen, America's not going to go put someone's house fire out if our house is on fire, right? So it allows China to make the move on Taiwan. You know, Russia's doing what it's doing. You know, it's going to be a global movement, and it's going to be extremely disruptive.
Well, the reason I called you guys last week, because you've been on before and you work with the satellite phone company, and so you've agreed to come on and talk about this. I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready. And that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team, the guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a bivy stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are all also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking. You got Tulsi Gabbard speaking. And you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members, you know?
And here's the bottom line. I mean, there's a good chance the Global's going to pull this. We're getting out front to expose them. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week. You might have to walk home, folks, and you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
Alex, so we ran a training for 3 days up at James Lake, private area that's between Ukiah and Big Bear. And we did a training called Grid Down California. And for 3 days, we took a bunch of our SF guys to teach some of the top civilians. Many of them are highly trained. How to forge, how to do medical in the field, force on force, how to provide a security perimeter, how to build a shelter out of nothing, right? How to purify water. We killed a goat, we skinned it, we cooked it. This is all in the woods. But if you don't do this type of training and actually know, like people talk, oh, well, we're just going to go there. I'm like, listen, all your paths have to be backcountry, not on the main roads. So unless you actually have drilled it, it ain't going to happen. And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. I'm admitting I've not done, I've done 1% of what I should, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out. And here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this. And as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system. And it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay, a back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you. And having secure messaging. This is where we're headed.
Wow, we've got about 10 minutes left here. RFK Jr. is coming up. As soon as he starts speaking, he's scheduled to speak in about 6-7 minutes or 10 minutes from now. He'll probably be a little bit late because they're going to stream it out. But the address is 2 p.m. Eastern. That's just a few minutes away. Steve, please continue with other key points.
Other key points that need to be, okay. So we talked about training, right? People are basically going, okay, I'm going to go get a firearm. But to me, that just means you're armed. It's like going to Guitar Center and buying a guitar. Does that make you a musician? So this is the time. The beautiful thing about America is you can actually get trained like a soldier. And for us, I hold the standard of we can be better trained than soldiers. So getting the actual training, doing a sim class, going out on the range, learning how to move and shoot. Because there's going to come a time that you may be the one that's there that your family's going to depend on to keep them secure and keep them protected. So this really goes out to the husbands, the fathers, the men in the world in America today. It's time you show up, man. You can't be on that couch and just being complacent, because this is what we're counting on. We're counting on us, on the leadership, on people being well-trained, knowing what to do, and creating a community, because a lot of people don't realize the importance of, you can't provide a security perimeter with one or two people. You're looking at 25, 30 people to be on rotation to set up a camp wherever you're moving if you had to move through an area. And people are like, it's not coming to America, but you know what? It's at our doorstep, my friend. And of all times, this temperature in America has never been worse.
Steve, dead reckoning. What do you think? They're super hyping Civil War, grid outages. Klaus Schwab's giggling about it, saying it's the next thing after COVID. What do you think the percentage chances are they're going to pull something, and how serious do you think it'll be?
I feel that it's going to be completely next level, right? People have been conditioned with the whole COVID, the COVID lockdowns, that type of stuff. So it can't be the same playbook, right? It's going to be on a level of what we call shock and awe, because that's how you get people to retreat. You create confusion because, as you know, the government can lie to us. That happened in 2012 with Obama passing law that the government can issue propaganda out there. That's not true. So they own that machine. It's going to cause mass confusion. And I'm going to tell you, this day and age, man, this is, don't believe what your eyes see. Don't believe what your ears see or hear. It's going to be a time for us to really spiritually tune in and have that discernment and be connected to a community and part of a network. I mean, it like we talked about, it's not good enough just to have a SAT phone, but actually have a community of SAT users, especially for this time. This time's going to be critical.
And it's simple. You get the phone, you learn how to use it. It's really easy. You load all your key numbers into it. And then your wife, your children, you know, your parents, your community, you need to get on this now. And, you know, I've got one in each glove compartment of my two cars. It's just that simple, folks. You need to get prepared. InfoWarsPhone.com. That takes you right to the site. The big sat phone company. There are awesome folks. Steve Slepcevich, anything else you'd like to add?
No, all I'd like to add is, if for all those American loving people, Rescue the Republic's going to be September 29th in D.C. It is a unity rally. It's not about any left, right. It's about saving the Republic. And anybody that can be, if you can't make it there, watch it, share the information. You can find it at jointheresistance.org. It's
jointheresistance.org. And by the way, I know the guys, that are putting that on. They're great people. Trump's going to be there, RFK Jr., everybody. And hey, in closing, what do you think about the imminent? That's what I was told Tuesday, unless he changes his mind. I know his wife's mad. RFK is set to endorse Trump in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, listen, RFK is a personal friend of mine. I love the man. I love his family. I love this what he stands for. And, you know, I've been in that movement long before he ever threw his hat in. I took him to the border, seeing a guy that actually went out there 3 nights, 4 days, asked all the hard questions. I took him to Maui after the fires, had a lot of he's a brilliant man. And I feel that those two together, especially for the chronic disease in America, the pharmaceuticals that have been going on, this the censorship that machine, the weaponization of these different three-letter agencies. I think it's the best thing for saving the Republic. I just think that the world's coming together, against the globalists. I mean, this is about humanity. It's against humanity versus the globalists. This is no longer a party system. And I'm grateful for you, Alex, for putting the message out there, getting the information out to people, warning people, because it's like the days of Noah, right? People don't think about it until it starts raining. So it's starting to rain, folks, and it's time to get ready. It's time to get trained. It's time to get together.
Absolutely. Kennedy isn't speaking yet. Stay right there.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. It's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years. You guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, RFK Jr.'s stream is live. It's 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, exactly as we're speaking. And as soon as he goes live, we will go right to him. We're skipping our network breaks, but local breaks are there. We have to do that for our local stations. People ask why I'm on radio. Well, when they took me off most of the internet, we were able to stay because of our 300-plus radio stations. And so that's very, very important here. But we have a real security expert who's helping put on this massive event. Join theresistance.org, this giant Save the Republic rally. Steve Sleptovich, please finish up what you were trying to say when the break came.
Yeah, so I was just talking about RFK, and I think that the deep state, if you look at the state of affairs, they're scared. This is where I feel the globalists and all those that have been working against the American people and against the globe are going to come out. They're going to show their face. They're up against the wall. You know, and what people need to understand is we, the 8 billion, it's time we declare our independence from the few thousand. That game is over, and it requires everyone to step out, trust into the unknown. You know, it's a lot of people go, oh, well, you know, this event you guys are doing in D.C. 29th, a month before the election. How can you do it? Look, the security is next level. But American people are not fearful. It's our job to step into that space and show them they're expecting over 100,000 people.
Oh, it'll be more than that. I mean, we had 500,000 at one rally, 200 at another, and then a million came. And then that Fed set us up and had no security at the Capitol. We walked into a trap. That's not going to happen this time.
No, the monitoring level, listen, we've watched their games. And then on top of that, we're anticipating other games. So now we're on the offense, right? Not on the defense. So it's a whole different game. It's a whole different game of security that is being implemented. So yeah. And the firefighters are going to be there as well. So there's a large contingent of firefighters that are, you know, freedom firefighters. They're tired of the unions and how they voted and how they really let their people down, their members down. And so there's going to be a beautiful, just as the event starts, it's just people, it's going to be it's definitely a moment in history that anybody has an opportunity, any of your listeners, they deserve to be there. This is about taking America back, and it's truly what it is, what the name of the rally is, Rescue the Republic. Because it's not, like I said, not one side or the other side. It's about a unity, a peaceful, about what we are as Americans, taking our values back, you know, restoring our family sovereignties, you know, banning the state communist-controlled media, the surveillance, the tracking, the propaganda, you know, the genocide through injection, you know, hiding the facts and informed consent. Like, you want to give me a jab, but you're going to give me a jab with an insert with no writing on it. What is that? You know, so, yeah, I mean, that's why jointheresistance.org. It's not about a fight, but you know, at the end of the day, when you unify and people come together, it's an extremely powerful thing because it just shows who we are, that we're not going to take this type of stuff anymore. It's just the game's over.
Steve Slutovich is our guest security expert. Great guy. Doing amazing stuff with President Trump and RFK Jr. and everybody else. Everybody should go to InfoWarsPhone.com right now. InfoWarsPhone.com. They have all the solar panels, all the charging stations, all the best sat phones, all the best sat radios, all the best equipment at the best prices, and they support the broadcast. InfoWarsPhone.com. I think it's a default move to do this. It's an absolute essential, and it is so important to get ready, and I'm telling myself that right now while I'm talking. I'm going to get more equipment today because when I try to get more.
Most people don't realize that just the EMF, right, that comes from your phone, you should have in the Faraday sleeve, right? If there's an EMP attack, your cell phone's just nothing but a brick, right? And I know that even in the law enforcement part of it, that when people are, run their phone, they can turn their phone off, and for 72 hours, somebody in our group can ping that phone and track that phone for 72 hours. So you're not off the grid. So make sure you get your Faraday sleeve, have a sat phone as a backup. If you're concerned about secure messaging, the black phone, secure end-to-end encryption, messages are deleted. It is the only way you can even, it's got a push to talk on it. It has a video, conference video chat aspect of it.
Amazing. Steve, Excellent. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, brother.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe out there.
Great job. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I predicted this would happen. RFK Jr. Has pushed back his announcement 30 minutes to 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, where he is expected to endorse President Trump. And if he doesn't, then I think they gave this information to an individual in the campaign to use me for a stunt. But I was told this by someone very embedded, high level inside the campaign. I don't think this is RFK's style. Neither does Roger Stone. But I was given the information Tuesday. We broke the information. Now it's in the news that his wife's upset, trying to get him to change his mind. I don't think RFK is going to do that. The Democrats screwed him, didn't let him have Secret Service protection, pulled him off the ballots everywhere in the battleground states. He is pissed. I believe, as I was told, and it makes sense, that he will endorse President Trump in about 24 minutes from now. But we're going to find out. We'll go back to the live feed. It was just a screen with RFK's picture on it. Saying 2 p.m. Eastern, and then now they've changed it to 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. And he was going to do it in L.A. I told you that on Tuesday, but now he's moved it to Phoenix. Trump's going to be nearby, and we are predicting, we believe, I wasn't told this, that he'll be the surprise guest today with Trump that's scheduled to speak about 2.5 hours after this event. So we are here covering it live right now here on air. And I got to tell you, I got a lot of suspense here because the polls are between 5% and 12% he was pulling. Okay. And the left tries to spin it that he's not popular and all this crap. A lot of Democrats like him. A lot of conservatives like him. A lot of people that are upset about Trump and the shots like him. And the fact that he's brought to the administration, that will supercharge even more. Tulsi Gabbard, you name it. This is a big deal because Trump's already 10, 15, 20 points, depending on the sector ahead of the Democrats, but they've got a good 10 points of fraud baked in. You add, let's say on the low end, 5 points from RFK Jr. That is a game changer. They stole Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Georgia by, I think Georgia was 30-something thousand votes, what, like 32,000 votes, 31,000 votes? I mean, this is crazy. He will definitely bring way more than that in the battlegrounds. So this is a game changer. And he's also got to get off the ballot. That's a whole other hassle, and that takes money and lawyers so that people don't still see him there and still vote. So that's the next thing. That's why he pulled himself off the ballot last night in Arizona and is set to pull himself off the ballot more. So that signals he is throwing the towel in today. I think it's a 95% chance. Or maybe his wife threatens to divorce him. She's a big liberal. You know, she's a co-star of Larry David. And, you know, and they admit in the news she's pissed off. But I don't think he's going to be, quite frankly, I'll just say it, you know, led around by the nose by his wife. I don't think he's going to be cucked, as they would say. So a lot of suspense right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, quite frankly, bigger than even this is the media, the corporate media, the enemy of the people, hyping that Trump is going to be imminently assassinated and that the Iranians are going to be behind it. This is so transparent that I was able to predict this. And I want to pull up that emergency video that I put out yesterday. It's only 6 minutes long, and air that. Then I'm going to hit some other news while we're waiting. But this is such a game changer that not a lot of things get butterflies going for me. Not a lot of things have that sense of suspense like when I was 8 years old and Christmas was, you know, 10 days away. And I love the Christmas lights and, you know, my mom cooking and family coming and the presents. You know, I just, oh gosh, oh, Christmas, Christmas. And the fun part about getting older is, and I'm not really, it doesn't matter if I got to wait for something. It doesn't matter if, you know, as you get older, I have a lot of patience, but, not now. I am literally frothing to hear this because if I was told this high level, and it's not true, I'm not going to be pissed, but I'm going to call some people and I'm going to say, you're going to tell me exactly why you were told to tell me this and who. But again, I said it before he said he would make the announcement Friday. He would make an announcement Friday. I said he'd start dropping out of the things. I mean, I nailed it. And so it's not about me being right. I'm not even worried about that because I did it in good faith and with good information. The issue is, will he endorse Trump? That's where I'm at. And that's what I'm really, really concerned about. I kind of sprung this on the guys about Iran, but I want to keep this front and center. The good news is, I didn't even ask the crew to do this, but for some reason, Chase Geisler decided to do it. They put out two different versions on top of my version of this report. So as of midnight when I went to bed last night, this report had 6 million views between the three videos. One had 2.5, another had 1 million, and something had 1 million, something. It was right at 6 million views. I don't know what it is today. I had time to go look. But this is exciting because this will get in front of Trump and he will stop saying, if I get killed, blow up Iran. He's just basking him to kill him, the deep state. And you got other people that I think are very suspect now that are supposedly on our team saying, oh, yeah, it's real. The guy worked for the Iranians. Did the Iranians have the security stand down at all the levels? I mean, come on, people. The globalists want him dead. And Trump's really smart in ways, but sometimes he does just stuff that is just... He's missing some knowledge. And we all have blind spots, okay? I have different ones than Trump. He has different ones from me. You have different ones. I have different ones. Some of us have the same blind spots. But damn it, I predicted they'd do the Iran thing days before they launched it, right after they tried to kill him. 4 days after they tried to kill him, they said Iran was probably doing it with a bunch of fake stuff. I said it 2 days after. I said it probably 100 times on air like a parrot. So here's my report from yesterday that went mega viral. With only 75 days left to the election and the deep state desperate, President Trump's life has never been in more danger, but not from Iran.
The deep state is preparing another attempt on President Trump's life, and this time they're going to frame Iran for it.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
This is an emergency alert. President Trump's life is in serious danger. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. and now they are officially doing it.
The big move is to hit them with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh, my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia, you know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. Everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists. We know your plans. We know your operations. We know your history. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail and they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, if they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it.
Now, that's just one example of dozens, just days after I predicted it. And then a few days after I predicted that, 4 days after he got grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI came out and said, we have credible threats that the mullahs over in Iran, the Ayatollah, is trying to kill Trump and might have been involved. Oh, did the mullahs have the Secret Service stand down? Did they pull most of the security off? Did the mullahs have the Secret Service not point the man out on the roof for over 26 minutes or 90 minutes down below with a rangefinder? Now we know a rifle. Man, those mullahs have magical powers. So now there's an article in Newsmax, similar propaganda everywhere from conservative media we can trust that, oh, absolutely, there's a big plot to kill Trump and the Ayatollah wants him dead before the election. I wonder who else wants him dead before the election. And Trump really fell into this trap when Netanyahu spoke to Congress a few weeks ago and said the mullahs are going to try to kill Trump. And Trump said on Truth Social, well, if they kill me, destroy Iran.
They actually sent death squads. They sent death squads here to murder a former Secretary of State and a former National Security Advisor. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have Homeland Security, you have the whole DHS, FBI, Secret Service system, fingerprints all over the attempt assassination. The deep state wants Trump gone, and now Israel's saying, well, if Trump gets killed, it's Iran's fault, and Trump goes, yeah, if I get killed, blow up Iran. President Trump, you're digging your own grave, inviting the deep state to kill you so they can attack Iran, keep you out of office, and clamp down on the American people. This is absolutely insane. And it's not like I'm pointing this out now. I pointed it out before they even put out their propaganda because I study them and I'm many steps ahead of them. Again, if I hadn't even have predicted this days before they started this, and they came out and said this now, it's obvious that they weren't involved, the Iranians, the attempted assassination of Trump back in July. But the fact that they're trying to sell this right now is very, very extremely ominous and dangerous.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
And finally, Iran came out a month ago and said, we don't want Trump dead. We're not involved in your elections. We're not trying to assassinate him. We don't want war. Israel just killed the two leaders of Hamas. Iran didn't even strike back. Iran is being very, very cautious. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm just simply saying they understand that the globalists are about to blow them off the map and Trump could be the detonator. So this is a maximum alert. President Trump's life is in grave danger. And this is coming to you from the guy that first predicted they would try to assassinate President Trump going back several years ago. We've called it over and over again. The deep state's been caught trying to kill him. So now they're trying to sell the idea that the Iranians did it. You know they're going to try it again. They've already given us their cover story. Are we really this stupid to buy it? President Trump's life is in grave danger. Kim.com just sent me this tweet, this message to read on air. Give Americans a plot twist that gets them excited to vote. Trump would win by a landslide. He makes RFK Jr., the CIA director. His uncle and dad were murdered by them. Americans hate the deep state and would love for RFK Jr. to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. All right, RFK Jr. was set to speak 19 minutes ago. They have postponed it until about 12 minutes from now. And so, or 11 minutes from now, and we are here on Pins and Needles. I see some of the commenters on the X feed for the live show. I was just reading it during the break because I love to hear what you have to say. And a minority of them are like, we don't care. You know, his voters hate Trump. They're not going to vote for him. That's not true. They love RFK Jr. They love Tulsi Gabbard. The fact that she's already endorsed him is helping. We are talking about fraud, but the Democrats don't have more than 10% fraud baked in. And so this is very, very, very important. This is a big deal. They stole, guys, put up, I forget the margins. I think Trump lost Michigan by 100 and something thousand votes, Georgia by 30 something thousand votes, a few hundred thousand votes in Arizona. I mean, those are just half a percentage points or one percentage point, depending on the state. I remember the numbers. I don't remember the exact numbers. You remember them, folks. So this is victory. And it doesn't mean Trump's a panacea or is going to be an angel, but he's not out to get the country. So this is so pivotal, so central to the entire future. All right, so here's the electoral map. This is the numbers here. This is in Georgia. And so Biden won by supposedly 247. He had 2,473,633. And if you look at those numbers then, that means Trump lost Georgia by only 8,000 votes. So I was wrong. I thought it was 30. That's right. They've done recounts and stuff and revised it a bunch. The day, a few days after, it was 30-something, but no, it was 12,000. I need to get glasses. My eyes used to be 2015, then they were 2020, and I can barely read that. But, yeah, so Biden was supposedly won by 2,473,633, and Trump had 2,461,854, so that's 12,000 difference. So Trump supposedly lost Georgia by 12,000. Let's look at how much Trump lost Michigan by. And I'm going from memory. And again, it was a bigger margin than Georgia, but not much. Same thing Arizona, Pennsylvania, other key states. So this is, again, a huge deal. You don't think RFK, if he was in the election in 2020 and he's 6 to 10 to 12 points, oh, now it's 45 after. Oh, my goodness. This is killing me. This is absolutely killing me. All right, I need to stop thinking about this for now because I'm rarely at a point of not being able to speak. I've also been up since 6 a.m. and never ate anything. So I know that's also in a little bit of an issue. I feel great. I'm just can't stop. Okay, here's Michigan. Wow. Biden supposedly won. His vote total was 2,804,040. And Trump was 2,649,852. So guys, do the math on that. But that's what, 55,000 votes roughly? So Trump lost Michigan by 55,000. He lost Georgia by roughly 12,000. And that's right. It was 130-something thousand in Michigan, but they got revised as they found fraud and removed it. Let's look at Arizona. What did Trump lose Arizona by? Let's pull up those numbers. So now you think Kennedy at the low end with 6%? Let's say the low end 6% he was going to get in the election. And let's say half of his voters vote for Trump. That's 3%. That is a huge margin of victory. This is game changing. Roger Stone is so excited about this when we talk on the phone. I've never heard him this excited. Okay, there's Arizona. Biden won by 49.4, Trump 49.0. So that's your tiny little margin. Biden got 1,672,143. Trump got 1,661,686. That means he lost Arizona by 11,000 votes. Well, that was a smaller margin than I thought. My memory is failing me after almost 4 years. But again, those were numbers the first few days that were more skewed towards Biden. Remember, early in the night, Fox called Arizona. Ahead of speech, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says in Pennsylvania court filing that he will be endorsing Donald Trump. Boom! AP, that just broke. Print me that. Again, Kennedy dropped out in Arizona last night. He's going to endorse Trump. In fact, I will say with a 99% probability, he will be endorsing Trump. And I guarantee you he's on the phone with Trump and the Trump campaign, and they're coordinating him showing up tonight. Notice he's doing it in the same city as Trump, right outside Phoenix, that they're coordinating what he's about to say. All right, let's go to full screen. They're up there testing the microphones. Let's go full screen from the Kennedy event. Please. Let's do some audio. Are they sending any audio out yet? All right. Looks like we don't have that. Let's hear some of this room noise. There we go.
Okay, going once, going twice. Just make sure you guys can all hear me. Just one more time, thumbs going up in the air.
Folks, this has the globalists crapping their britches. So the people going, who cares? Big deal. You know what they're going to do if the Democrats are able to steal this? They're coming after everybody. You know why I'm on pins and needles? I'm a tough guy, and I'm resigned to whatever happens to me. But I love my family, and I love this country, and I love life on Earth. And they already tried to destroy me and put me in prison and that stuff I've never even told you about. It would take hours to explain it. I don't want to make it about me. But I've had the Justice Department, the CIA, and the FBI all over my ass, harassing the living snot out of my family. And, I mean, they've been suing my parents because I had a supplement company with my dad. And, of course, they got the books. It was exactly as my dad said. In fact, he made a little bit less money than he said. And they're like, wow, you're making $400,000, $500,000 a year. And my dad was making more of that when he owned a bunch of dental offices, but was killing himself doing it. So I got him 12 years ago to come work with me. My dad was making $1 million, $2 million bucks a year. He was testifying at the state legislature about medical laws and dental offices. And he was the head of over 130 clinics. He didn't own those. He owned a few of them, but state law, you have to have a doctor, you know, that owns a large franchise. The law says you can't have a company owning a medical system like that. So you got to have somebody that's the head of it. My dad was, and he was literally gone all the time, flying all over the state, and he was consulting in Florida and California and just killing himself and working 18 hours a day. And I said, you're coming to work for me. And he said, all right, I need $450,000 a year to be able to live. And I said, in his contract, done. And he launched the supplements, all the stuff, did everything for us. Go ahead and bring it in there, Danny. And just did a great job. And then now, them suing him the last 2 years, he spent over $1.5 million, and my dad basically doesn't have any money. Because he always takes care of family and gives to charity, and, you know, so the money he made over the years as a dentist and an oral surgeon, and hell, when I was a kid and a teenager, it was a small hospital, but he owned a hospital in Mesquite, Texas, with other doctors. He was like four other guys. And they were constantly giving people free health care, you name it. He was involved in the Dallas Buyers Club. He was helping people with HIV, with real drugs that helped them, famously, in Dallas. I remember him talking about it at the dinner table when I was a kid. My dad was in the helped like a high level in the Buyers Club. And my dad's a great guy. And the point is, you know, the whole Matthew McConaughey movie, my dad was actually, you know, involved in all that. And so I'll just say it right now. Support DrJonesNaturals.com. Get great products and support him. He's also a sponsor, but they basically almost run us into the ground. I need money to keep this fight going. Infowarsstore.com, but more importantly, DrJonesNaturals.com. Incredible products. Just go there. You're going to love them. The NanoSilver products, the NanoSilver Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, the Organic Green Fiber Concentrates, just all of it at DrJonesNaturals.com. Rocket Rest. It just goes on and on. We're going to win. We're going to defeat the globalists. We're going to restore the republic, and we're going to stop World War III.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in. And he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat because a close friend of mine said, you've got to watch this. I just finished watching it. He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called an emergency broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016, 2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today. Even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now, in the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags.
This was before COVID.
It's like it's one big setup. So this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday, it needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through And again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him, he's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. And there's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating, and there's an awful lot of parallels in it from what was done in a war game, so to speak, quote unquote, and then what the reality is that we're facing.
There will be a surprise outbreak. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
That SPARS 2025-2028 report, we put out over 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, and of course they did the drill a year before they released COVID, and it's the real battle plan. But so if they got caught with it, they'd say, oh, it's just a drill. And of course it's got about 5 million views. But we should re-upload the SPARS emergency report. In fact, we'll do that to X. Ask Rob Dew or one of the great crew members to repost that emergency report with a headline like, see the war game, or globalists use war game to plan their COVID attack. SPARS 2025-2028, must see, something like that. Globalists use war game to plan their COVID attack. Now we're 5 minutes out. He's moved the goalpost twice from 2 p.m. Eastern to 2:30 Eastern to 2:45 Eastern. He's killing me. But we have this. AP's reporting, ahead of speech, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says in a Pennsylvania court filing that he will be endorsing Donald Trump, and he's now pulling out in Arizona, Pennsylvania, you name it, out of the race, so he can immediately get off the ballot and get all those extra votes to Trump. Live updates, rumors swirl around RFK Jr. Alliance, both candidates in Arizona. And then in the article, RFK Jr. says in Pennsylvania court filing that he is endorsing Trump. Robert F. Kennedy's campaign said in Pennsylvania court filing Friday that he is endorsing President Trump for president, and that means he's going to be dropping out. That's what that is in Pennsylvania. AP just didn't want to tell you that. Here's Newsweek. RFK Jr. supporters say they will vote for Trump as polls show Harris suffers. So a lot of the prominent supporters say they're going to be supporting President Trump. So that is massive as well. And again, a lot of new people are tuning into the show right now. I've been on the air 30 years, and I got on the air 30 years ago in April, so 30 years and 3-4 months ago, so 30 years and change. And we have all of this incredible information where I've been exposing what the mainline scientists were even saying, toxicologists, you name it, that sodium fluoride turned into an acid form is the second most powerful acid and is an extreme neurotoxin and causes cancer, infertility, lower IQ, mass poisoning, mega bombshell. U.S. government confesses to attacking the public water supply with deadly fluoride over the past 75 years. Here's the AP report yesterday. U.S. reports that fluoride is linked to lower IQ in kids. I posted that on X earlier. Long-delayed U.S. government report, they've been suppressing it for years, finally released, includes fluoride lowers IQ in children, a bunch of other studies as well on cancer, depression, low fertility, I mean, heart problems, you name it, it is rat poison. Up until the 50s, they would, cans of sodium fluoride, you sprinkle it out, rats would walk on it, lick their feet, die, cockroaches, anything else. And they would use it in poultry production just to dust the chickens with it, and then all the mites and things and all the bugs would die. So it's so frustrating knowing this fact. It's so frustrating witnessing all of this. And we just sit here and take it. And the COVID poison shots and the GMO and the 5G, that is all just an ongoing extension of all of this. And that's why they want us off the air, so they can just poison you, dumb you down, have their way with you. And I'm here to tell you, it needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. And you have to admit you're under attack. And Robert F. Kennedy has been all over fluoride. He's been all over 5G. He's been all over GMOs. He's been all over glyphosate. He's been all over the poison shots. FDA head, EPA head, CIA head, attorney general, Trump says he's very open to a cabinet-level position. We need this. Let's go to the feed and see what's going on in the room there in Arizona with RFK Jr. Place your bets. Will he show up in the next minute and a half and not be moving the goalpost again? We have the live feed of this. If you're looking for it, you're on the radio listening, you can simply go to Real Alex Jones on X, or the front page of Infowars.com or Infowars.com/show or the Alex Jones section up in the left-hand corner at band.video. And we have our own feeds going out, X feeds going out. We're on satellite. We're on hundreds of radio stations, over 300, over 100 cable and TV stations. This information is going out, and the system can't stand it. It's why they want total control, total censorship, because they're panicking, because they're losing control, not just here, but around the world. And again, it's 1:44 Central, 2:44 Eastern, 12:44 Mountain, 11:44. He's coming out. Let's go to the live feed. RFK Jr., huge announcement.
Hello, everyone. Welcome so much for being here. I'd like to introduce everyone to bring on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'm sorry to keep everybody waiting. 16 months ago, in April of 2023, I launched my campaign for President of the United States. I began this journey as a Democrat, the party of my father, my uncle, the party which I pledged my own allegiance to long before I was old enough to vote. I attended my first Democratic convention at the age of 6 in 1960. And back then, the Democrats were the champions of the Constitution, of civil rights. The Democrats stood against authoritarianism, against censorship, against colonialism, imperialism, and unjust wars. We were the party of labor, of the working class. The Democrats were the party of government transparency and the champion of the environment. Our party was the bulwark against big money interests and corporate power. True to its name, it was the party of democracy. As you know, I left that party in October because it had departed so dramatically from the core values that I grew up with. It had become the party of war, censorship, corruption, big pharma, big tech, big ag, and big money. When it abandoned democracy by canceling the primary to conceal the cognitive decline of the sitting president, I left the party to run as an independent. The mainstream of American politics and journalism derided my decision. Conventional wisdom said that it would be impossible even to get on the ballot as an independent because each state poses an insurmountable tangle of arbitrary rules for collecting signatures. I would need over 1 million signatures, something no presidential candidate in history had ever achieved. And then I'd need a team of attorneys and millions of dollars to handle all the legal challenges from the DNC. The naysayers told us that we were climbing a glass version of Mount Impossible. So the first thing I want to tell you is that we proved them wrong. We did it because beneath the radar of mainstream media organs, we inspired a massive independent political movement. More than 100,000 volunteers sprang into action, hopeful that they could reverse our nation's decline. Many worked 10-hour days, sometimes in blizzards and blazing heat. They sacrificed family time, personal commitments, and sleep month after month, energized by a shared vision of a nation healed of its divisions. They set up tables at churches and farmers' markets. They canvassed door-to-door. In Utah and in New Hampshire, volunteers collected signatures in snowstorms, convincing each supporter to stop in the frigid cold, to take off their gloves, and to sign legibly. During a heat wave in Nevada, I met a tall, athletic volunteer who cheerfully told me that he had lost 25 pounds collecting signatures in 117-degree heat. To finance this effort, young Americans donated their lunch money and gave up their part of their Social Security checks. Our 50-state organization collected those millions of signatures and more. No presidential campaign in American political history has ever done that. And so I want to thank all of those dedicated volunteers and congratulate the campaign staff who coordinated this enormous logistical feat. Your accomplishments were regarded as impossible. You carried me up that glass mountain. You pulled off a miracle. You achieved what all the pundits said could never be done. You have my deepest gratitude, and I'm never going to forget that.
I really did.
Not
incredible.
Just for what you did for my campaign, but for the sacrifices you made because you love our country. You showed everyone that democracy is still possible here. It continues to survive in the press and in the idealistic human energies that still thrive beneath a canvas of neglect and of official and institutional corruption. Today I'm here to tell you that I will not allow your efforts to go to waste. I'm here to tell you that I will leverage your tremendous accomplishments to serve the ideals that we share, the ideals of peace, of prosperity, of freedom, of health, all the ideals that motivate
the note to stations. We're going to be skipping even the local breaks. Your time controls, so you'll be fine. We'll meet back with stations after they play breaks, but we're skipping all the breaks until he's done. I'll stop talking now.
In an honest system, I believe that I would have won the election. In a system that my father and my uncles thrived in, a system with open debates, with fair primaries, with regularly scheduled debates, with fair primaries, and with a truly independent media untainted by government propaganda and censorship, in a system of nonpartisan courts and election boards, everything would be different. After all, the polls consistently showed me beating each of the other candidates, both in favorability and also in head-to-head matchups. But I'm sorry to say that while democracy may still be alive at the grassroots, it has become little more than a slogan for our political institutions, for our media, and for our government, and most sadly at all for me, the Democratic Party. In the name of saving democracy, the Democratic Party set itself to dismantling it, lacking confidence in its candidate, that its candidate could win in a fair election at the voting booth. The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself. Each time that our volunteers turned in those towering boxes of signatures needed to get on the ballot, the DNC dragged us into court, state after state, attempting to erase their work and to subvert the will of the voters who had signed those petitions. It deployed DNC-aligned judges to throw me and other candidates off the ballot and to throw President Trump in jail. It ran a sham primary that was rigged to prevent any serious challenge to President Biden. Then, when a predictably bungled debate performance precipitated the palace coup against President Biden, the same shadowy DNC operatives appointed his successor, also without an election. They installed a candidate who was so unpopular with voters that she dropped out in 2020 without winning a single delegate.
Less than 2%.
My uncle and my father both relished debate. They prided themselves on their capacity to go toe-to-toe with any opponent in the battle over ideas. They would be astonished to learn of a Democratic Party presidential nominee who, like Vice President Harris, has not appeared in a single interview or an unscripted encounter with voters for 35 days. This is profoundly undemocratic. How are people to choose when they don't
know? It's like she's Kim Jong Un.
They're choosing. And how can this look to the rest of the world? My father and my uncle were always conscious of America's image abroad because of our nation's role as the template for democracy, the role model for democratic processes, and the leader of the free world. Instead of showing us her substance and character, the DNC and its media organs engineered a surge of popularity for Vice President Harris based upon, well, nothing. No policies, no interviews, no debates, only smoke and mirrors and balloons in a highly produced Chicago circus. There in Chicago, a string of Democratic speakers mentioned Donald Trump 147 times just on the first day. Well, who needs a policy when you have Trump to hate? In contrast, at the RNC convention, President Biden was mentioned only twice in 4 days. I do interviews every day. Many of you have interviewed me. Anybody who asks gets to interview me. Some days I do as many as 10. President Trump, who actually was nominated and won an election, also does interviews daily.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Harris is illegitimate.
A candidate that has never done an interview or debate.
They're tyrants.
During the entire election cycle. We know the answers. They did it by weaponizing the government agencies. They did it by abandoning democracy. They did it by suing the opposition and by disenfranchising American voters. What most alarms me isn't how the Democratic Party conducts its internal affairs or runs its candidates. What alarms me is the resort to censorship and media control and the weaponization of the federal agencies. When a U.S. president colludes with or outright coerces media companies to censor political speech, it's an attack on our most sacred right, a free expression, and that's the very right upon which all of our other constitutional rights rest. President Biden mocked Vladimir Putin's 88% landslide in the Russian elections, observing that Putin and his party controlled the Russian press and that Putin prevented serious opponents from appearing on the ballot. But here in America, the DNC also prevented opponents from appearing on the ballot. And our television networks expose themselves as Democratic Party organs. Over the course of more than a year in a campaign where my poll numbers reached at times in the high 20s, the DNC-aligned mainstream media networks maintain a near-perfect embargo on interviews with me. During his 10-month presidential campaign in 1992, Ross Perot gave 34 interviews on mainstream networks. In contrast, during the 16 months since I declared, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN combined gave only 2 live interviews from me. Those networks instead ran a continuous deluge of hit pieces with inaccurate, often vile, pejoratives and defamatory smears. Some of those same networks.
The globalists thought they had a problem with Alex Jones targeting me. Now they got Trump, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, and almost every popular talk show host is now anti-globalist. See how we're winning? God's real, folks. Back to Kennedy.
Many ways that your institutions have abdicated this really sacred responsibility, the duty of a free press to safeguard democracy and to challenge always the party in power. Instead of maintaining that posture of fierce skepticism toward authority, your institutions have made themselves government mouthpieces and stenographers for the organs of power. You didn't alone cause the devolution of American democracy, but you could have prevented it. The Democratic Party's censorship of social media was even more of a naked exercise of executive power. This week, a federal judge, Terry Doty, upheld my injunction against President Biden, calling the White House's censorship project, quote, the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America. Doty's previous 155-page decision details how, just 37 hours after he took the oath of office, swearing to uphold the Constitution, President Biden and his White House opened up a portal and then invited the CIA, the FBI, CISA, which is a censorship agency, it's the center of the censorship industrial complex, DHS, the IRS, and other agencies to censor me and other political dissidents on social media. Even today, users who try to post my campaign videos to Facebook or YouTube get messages that this content violates community standards. 2 days after Judge Doty rendered his decision this week, Facebook was still attaching warning labels to an online petition calling on ABC to include me in the upcoming debate. They said that violates community standards, their community standards. The mainstream media was once the guardian of the First Amendment and democratic principles, and it's joined this systemic attack on democracy. It also, the media justifies their censorship on the grounds of combating misinformation, but governments and oppressors don't censor lies. They don't fear lies. They fear the truth, and that's what they censor. And I don't want any of this to sound like a personal complaint, because it's not. For me, it's all part of a journey, and it's a journey that I signed up with. But I need to make these observations because I think they're critical for us doing the thing that we need to do as citizens in a democracy to assess where we are in this country and what our democracy still looks like and the assumptions about U.S. leadership around the globe. And are we living up, are we really still a role model for democracy in this country? Or have we made it, you know, a kind of a joke? And here's the good news. While mainstream outlets denied me a critical platform, they didn't shut down my ideas, which have especially flourished among young voters and independent voters, thanks to the alternative media. Many months ago, I promised the American people that I would withdraw from the race if I became a spoiler. A spoiler is someone who will alter the outcome of the election but has no chance of winning. In my heart, I no longer believe that I have a realistic path to electoral victory in the face of this relentless systematic censorship and media control. So I cannot in good conscience ask my staff and volunteers to keep working their long hours or ask my donors to keep giving when I cannot honestly tell them that I have a real path to the White House. Furthermore, our polling consistently showed by staying on the ballot in the battleground states, I would likely hand the election over to the Democrats, with whom I disagree on the most existential issues, censorship, war, and chronic disease. I want everyone to know that I am not terminating my campaign. I am simply suspending it and not ending it. My name will remain on the ballot in most states. If you live in a blue state, you can vote for me without harming or helping President Trump or Vice President Harris. In red states, the same will apply. I encourage you to vote for me. And if enough of you do vote for me, and neither of the major party candidates win 270 votes, which is quite possible, in fact, today our polling shows them tying at 269 to 269, and I could conceivably still end up in the White House in a contingent election. But in about 10 battleground states where my presence would be a spoiler, I'm going to remove my name, and I've already started that process and urge voters not to vote for me. it's with a sense of victory and not defeat that I'm suspending my campaign activities.
Very, very sophisticated.
Did we do the impossible by collecting a million signatures?
He'll actually hand blue states to Trump.
The national political conversation forever.
Because they're still going to go vote.
Disease, free speech, government corruption.
And then Trump's going to get the state. War.
I've moved to the center of politics.
He's an independent. He'll pull out of the blue, and Trump's going to get blue states.
The last year.
Genius.
Thank you for a job well done.
Old-fashioned artillery.
We had great causes drove me to enter this race in the first place, primarily. And these are the principal causes that persuaded me to leave the Democratic Party and run as an independent. And now to throw my support to President Trump. The causes were free speech, a war in Ukraine, and the war on our children. I've already described some of my personal experiences and struggles with the government censorship industrial complex. I want to say a word about the Ukraine war. The military industrial complex has provided us with a familiar comic book justification like they do on every war. That this one is a noble effort to stop a supervillain, Vladimir Putin, invading the Ukraine and then to thwart his Hitler-like march across Europe. In fact, tiny Ukraine is a proxy in a geopolitical struggle initiated by the ambitions of the U.S. neocons for American global hegemony. I'm not excusing Putin for invading Ukraine. He had other options. But the war is Russia's predictable response to the reckless neocon project of extending NATO to encircle Russia, a hostile act. The credulous media rarely explained to Americans that we unilaterally walked away from two intermediate nuclear weapons treaties with Russia and then put nuclear-ready Aegis missile systems in Romania and Poland. This is a hostile act. And that the Biden White House repeatedly spurned Russia's offer to settle this war peacefully. The Ukraine war began in 2014 when U.S. agencies overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine and installed a hand-picked pro-Western government that launched a deadly civil war against ethnic Russians in Ukraine. In 2019, America walked away from a peace treaty, the Minsk Agreement, that had been negotiated between Russia and Ukraine by European nations. And then in April of 2022, we wanted the war. In April of 2022, President Biden sent Boris Johnson to Ukraine to force President Zelensky to tear up a peace agreement that he and the Russians had already signed, and the Russians were withdrawing troops. Kiev and Donbass and Luhansk. And that peace agreement would have brought peace to the region and would have allowed Donbass and Luhansk to remain part of Ukraine. President Biden stated that month that his objective in the war was regime change in Russia. His Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin simultaneously explained that America's purpose in the war was to exhaust the Russian army, to degrade its capacity to fight anywhere else in the world. These objectives, of course, have nothing to do with what they were telling Americans about protecting Ukraine's sovereignty. Ukraine is a victim in this war, and it's a victim of the West. Since then, we have, since tearing up that agreement, forcing Zelensky to tear up the agreement, we've squandered the flower of Ukrainian youth, as many as 600,000 Ukrainian kids and over 100,000 Russian kids, all of whom we should be mourning, have died. And the Ukraine's infrastructure is...
All right, take Kenny down for a moment. We'll go back to him. But I'm drinking some apple cider here. This isn't actually champagne, but it's the next best thing. I just want to salute RFK Jr. He's kind of split the baby here, but it has the exact same outcome. It's admitted that his wife, who's a big leftist, threw a huge fit and said, please don't, get off the battle ballot and all the rest of this. So he's like, okay, fine. I'll suspend my campaign. I'll stay on the ballot in blue states, but I'm getting off in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and the other battlegrounds. And then if you still want to vote for me where it doesn't really matter, go ahead. But really, I guess that's him explaining it to his wife. That's not how it's going to work. Blue states that are close to going red, you will see several blue states or more, I predict at least two, go red because of that. So his people will go out and vote for him instead of Biden as independents. That'll pull mainly from Biden. And then he's pulling out the ballot in the red states, so it's a head-to-head between, I keep saying Biden, it doesn't matter, the puppet, Kamala. And then Trump will have an even bigger shot at overriding the fraud. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so by getting off the ballot in the battleground states, he gives Trump at least 5, 6, 7 points. And by having people vote against Biden in blue states, we'll probably get some blue states. So this is definitely champagne time. Here's to RFK Jr., a bold move, but it's still on the surface. Won't outrage his wife. She probably doesn't understand politics that much. And so there you go. And it also won't piss off some of his constituency that absolutely hates Trump, which is probably about half of them. So this is pretty smart by RFK Jr. Nobody said he's a dummy. And so this is a big deal. Let's go back to him. This is historic.
Now one of the two candidates has adopted these issues as his own to the point where he has asked to enlist me in his administration. I'm speaking, of course, to Donald Trump. Less than 2 hours after President Trump narrowly escaped assassination, Callie Means called me on my cell phone. I was then in Las Vegas. Callie is arguably the leading advocate for food safety, for soil regeneration, and for ending the chronic disease epidemic that is destroying America's health and ruining our economy. Callie has exposed the insidious corruption at the FDA, the NIH, the HHS, and the USDA that has caused the epidemic. Callie had been working on and off for my campaign, advising me on those subjects since the beginning. And those subjects have been my primary focus for the last 20 years. I was delighted when Callie told me that day that he had also been advising President Trump. He told me President Trump was anxious to talk to me about chronic disease and other subjects and to explore avenues of cooperation. He asked if I would take a call from the president. President Trump telephoned me a few minutes later, and I met with him the following day. A few weeks later, I met again with President Trump and his family members and close advisors in Florida. In a series of long, intense discussions, I was surprised to discover that we are aligned on many key issues. In those meetings, he suggested that we join forces as a unity party. We talked about Abraham Lincoln's team of rivals. That arrangement would allow us to disagree publicly and privately and fiercely, if need be, on issues over which we differ, while working together on the existential issues upon which we are in concordance. I was a ferocious critic of many of the policies during his first administration, and there are still issues and approaches upon which we continue to have very serious differences. But we are aligned with each other on other key issues, like ending the forever wars, ending the childhood disease epidemics, securing the border, protecting freedom of speech, unraveling the corporate capture of our regulatory agencies, getting the U.S. intelligence agencies out of the business of propagandizing and censoring and surveilling Americans and interfering with our elections. Following my first discussion with President Trump, I tried unsuccessfully to open similar discussions with Vice President Harris. Vice President Harris declined to meet or even to speak with me. Suspending my candidacy is a heart-rending decision for me, but I'm convinced that it's the best hope are ending the Ukraine war and ending the chronic disease epidemic that is eroding our nation's vitality from the inside, and for finally protecting free speech. I feel a moral obligation to use this opportunity to save millions of American children, above all things. In case some of you don't realize how dire the condition is of our children's health and chronic disease in general, I would urge you to view Dr. Carlson's recent interview with Callie Means and his sister, Dr. Casey Means, who is the top graduate of her class at Stanford Medical School. This is an issue that affects all of us far more directly and urgently than any culture war issue and all the other issues that we obsess on and that are tearing apart our country. This is the most important issue. Therefore, it has the potential to bring us together. So let me share a little bit about why I believe it's so urgent. Today, two-thirds, we spend more on healthcare than any country on earth, twice what they pay in Europe. And yet, we have the worst health outcomes of any nation in the world. We're about 79th in health outcomes behind Costa Rica and Nicaragua and Mongolia and other countries. Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. And during the COVID epidemic, we have the highest body count of
It's all by design, just like fluoride.
16% of the COVID deaths, and we only have
got to come to grips with that.
4.2% of the world's population. And CDC says that's because we are the sickest people on earth. We have the highest chronic disease rate on earth. And the average American who died from COVID had 3.8 chronic diseases. So these were people who had immune system collapse, who had mitochondrial dysfunction. And no other country has anything like this. Two-thirds of American adults and children suffer from chronic health issues. 50 years ago, that number was less than 1%. So we've gone from 1% to 66%. In America, 74% of Americans are now overweight or obese.
None of that's by accident.
And 50% of our children, 120 years ago, when somebody was obese, they were sent to the circus. There were case reports done about them. Obesity was almost unknown. In Japan, childhood obesity.
That's right. A fat lady was quite a spectacle.
Compared to 50% here. Half of Americans have pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. When my uncle was president, I was a boy. Juvenile diabetes was effectively non-existent. A typical pediatrician would see one case of diabetes during his entire career, a 40 or 50-year career.
We're being murdered.
Today, one out of every three kids who walks through his office door is diabetic or pre-diabetic. And the mitochondrial disorder that caused diabetes also causing Alzheimer's, which is now
classified
as diabetes.
The aspartame.
And it's causing
the fluoride, the 5G, the injections.
There's been an
you go to the grocery store, you can't find gum that doesn't have aspartame, even the sugar gum.
ADD, ADHD, speech
delay, what alcohol?
Delay, Tourette's syndrome, narcolepsy, ASD, Asperger's, autism. In the year 2000, the autism rate was 1 in 1,500. Now autism rates in kids are 1 in 36, according to CDC nationally. Nobody's talking about this. One in every 22 kids in California has autism. And this is a crisis that 77% of our kids are too disabled to serve in the United States military.
That's how you kill people.
What is happening to our country? And
eugenics.
Why isn't this in
game
minds every single day?
In-game blue paper global enslavement. Watch the film.
The world that is experiencing this. This is only happening in America.
Because we were slated to be gotten rid of.
About 18%. And by the way, you know, there has been no change in diagnosis, which the industry sometimes likes to say. There has been no change in screening. This is a change in incidence. In my generation, 70-year-old men, the autism rates are about 1 in 10,000. In my kids' generation, 1 in 34. I'll repeat, in California, 1 in 22. Why are we letting this happen? Why are we allowing this to happen to our children?
Why they block therapeutics during COVID? Why they give us a poison shot? They want us dead.
How can we let this happen to them? About 18% of American teens now have fatty liver disease. That's like one out of every five. That disease, when I was a kid, only affected late-stage alcoholics who were elderly. Cancer rates are skyrocketing in the young and the old. Young adult cancers are up 79%. One in four American women is on antidepressant medication. 40% of teens have a mental health diagnosis. And 15% of high schoolers are on Adderall and 500,000 children on SSRIs.
Being murdered.
So what's causing this suffering? I'll name two culprits. First and the worst is ultra-processed food. About 70% of American children's diet is ultra-processed. That means industrial manufactured in a factory. These foods consist primarily of processed sugar, ultra-processed grains, and seed oils. Laboratory scientists who many of them formerly worked for the cigarette industry, which purchased all the big food companies in the 1970s and 80s, deployed thousands of scientists to figure out new chemicals to make the food more addictive. And these ingredients didn't exist 100 years ago. Humans aren't biologically adapted to eat them. Hundreds of these chemicals are now banned in Europe, but ubiquitous in American processed foods. The second culprit is toxic chemicals in our food, in our medicine, in our environment. Pesticides, food additives, pharmaceutical drugs, and toxic waste permeate every cell of our bodies. The assault on our children's cells and hormones is unrelenting. Name just one problem. Many of these chemicals increase estrogen. Because young children are ingesting so many of these hormone disruptors, America's puberty rate is now occurring at age 10 to 13, which is 6 years earlier than girls were reaching puberty in 1900. Our country has the earliest puberty rates of any continent on the earth. And no, this isn't because of better nutrition. This is not normal. Breast cancer is also estrogen-driven, and it now strikes 1 in 8 women. We are mass poisoning all of our children and our adults. Considering the grievous human cost of this tragic epidemic of chronic disease, it seems almost crass to mention the damage it does to our economy. But I'll say, it is crippling the nation's finances. When my uncle was president, our country spent $0 on chronic disease. Today, government health care spending is almost all for chronic disease. And it's double the military budget. And it is the fastest growing budget item in the federal budget. And chronic disease costs more to the economy as a whole, costs at least $4 trillion, five times our military budget. And that's a...
The globalists couldn't take America over from without, so they did it with from in. And the U.S. is the test for all other countries. They admit it. This is the end game.
Communities suffer disproportionately. People who worry about DEI or about, you know, bigotry of any kind, this dwarfs anything. We are poisoning the poor. We are systematically poisoning minorities across this country. Industry lobbyists have made sure that most of the food stamp lunch program, about 70% of food stamps and about 70 or 77% of school lunches are processed foods. There's no vegetables. There's nothing that you would want to eat. We are just poisoning the poor citizens, and that's why they have the highest chronic disease burden of anybody, any demographic in our country, and the highest in the world. The same food industry lobbied to make sure that nearly all agricultural subsidies go to commodity crops that are the feedstock of processed food industry. These policies are destroying small farms, and they're destroying our soils. We give about eight times as much in subsidies to tobacco than we do to fruits and vegetables. It makes no sense. If we want a healthy country, the good news is that we can change all this. We can change it very, very quickly.
This is such a wonderful message. It's
America
so on target.
Can get healthy again.
He's just using this to educate people.
That, we need to do three things. First, we need to root out the corruption in our health agencies. Second, we need to change incentives in our healthcare system. And third, we need to inspire Americans to get healthy again. 80% of NIH grants go to people who have conflicts of interest. These are the people, virtually everybody who sits, Joe Biden just appointed a new panel to NIH to decide the food recommendations. And they're all people who are from the industry. They're all people who are from the processed food companies. They're deciding what Americans, here is healthy. And the recommendations on the food pyramid and what goes to our school lunch programs, what go to the Swiss program, the food stamp programs, they're all corrupted and conflicted individuals. These agencies, the FDA, USDA, and CDC, all of them are controlled by giant for-profit corporations. 75% of the FDA's funding doesn't come from taxpayer, it comes from pharma. And pharma executives and consultants and lobbyists cycle in and out of these agencies. With President Trump's backing, I'm going to change that. We're going to staff these agencies with honest scientists and doctors who are free from industry funding. We're going to make sure the decisions of consumers, doctors, and patients are informed by unbiased science. A sick child is the best thing for the pharmaceutical industry. When American children or adults get sick with a chronic condition, they're put on medication for their entire life. Imagine what will happen when Medicare starts paying for Ozempic, which costs $1,500 a month, and it's being recommended for children as young as six, all for a condition, obesity, that is completely preventable and barely even existed 100 years ago. Since 74% of Americans are obese, the cost, if all of them took their Ozempic prescription, is $3 trillion a year. This is a drug that is made by Novo Nordisk. The biggest company in Europe is a Danish company, and the Danish government does not recommend it. It recommends change in diet to treat obesity and exercise. And in our country, the recommendation now is for Ozempic to children at age six. Novo Nordisk, the biggest company in Europe, and virtually its entire value is based upon its projections of what it's going to sell, of the Ozempic it's going to sell to America. And we have the food lobbyists have a bill in front of Congress today that is backed by the White House, backed by Vice President Harris and President Biden, to allow this to happen. This $3 trillion cost that is going to bankrupt our country. We, for a fraction of that amount, we could buy organic food for every American family, three meals a day, and eliminate diabetes altogether. We're going to bring healthy food back to school lunches. We're going to stop subsidizing the worst foods with our agricultural subsidies. We're going to get toxic chemicals out of our food. We're going to reform the entire food system. And for that, we need new leadership in Washington. Because unfortunately, both the Democrats and the Republican parties are in cahoots with the big food producers, Big Pharma and Big Ag, which are among the DNC's major donors. Vice President Harris has expressed no interest in addressing this issue. Four more years of Democratic rule will complete the consolidation of corporate and neocon power, and our children will be the ones who suffer most. I got involved with chronic disease 20 years ago, not because I chose to or wanted to. It was essentially thrust upon me. It was an issue that should have been central to the environmental movement. I was a central leader at that time. But it was widely ignored by all the institutions, including the NGOs, who should have been protecting our kids against toxins. It was an orphaned issue, and I had a weakness for orphans. I watched generations of children get sicker and sicker. I had 11 siblings, and I had 7 kids myself. I was conscious of what was happening in their classrooms and to their friends, and I watched these sick kids, these damaged kids. In that generation, almost all of them are damaged. And nobody in power seemed to care or to even notice. For 19 years, I prayed every morning that God would put me in a position to end this calamity. The chronic disease crisis was one of the primary reasons for my running for president, along with ending censorship in the Ukraine war. It's the reason I've made the heart-wrenching decision to suspend my campaign and to support President Trump.
This is powerful.
This decision is agonizing for me because of the difficulties it causes my wife and my children and my friends. But I have the certainty that this is what I've meant to do. And that certainty gives me internal peace, even in storms. If I'm given the chance to fix the chronic disease crisis and reform our food production, I promise that within 2 years, we will watch chronic disease burden lift dramatically. We will make Americans healthy again. Within 4 years, America will be a healthy country. We will be stronger, more resilient, more optimistic, and happier. I won't fail in doing this. Ultimately, the future, however it happens, is in God's hands, and in the hands of the American voters and those of President Trump. If President Trump is elected and honors his word, the vast burden of chronic disease that now demoralizes and bankrupts the country will disappear. This is a spiritual journey for me. I reached my decision through deep prayer, through hard-nosed logic, and I asked myself, what choices must I make to maximize my chances to save America's children and restore national health?
They are coming for the children. This is so powerful. I love RFK. This is amazing. I'm criticizing somebody. He's a real guy.
That I could have saved lives of countless children and reversed this country's chronic disease epidemic. I'm 70 years old. I may have a decade to be effective. I can't imagine that President Harris, would allow me or anyone to solve these.
No, she's a cold-blooded minion.
After 8 years of President Harris, any opportunity for me to fix the problem will be out of my reach forever. President Trump has told me that he wants this to be his legacy. I'm choosing to believe that this time he will follow through. His son, his biggest donors, his closest friends, and all support this objective. My joining the Trump campaign will be a difficult sacrifice for
wow.
my wife and children.
Joining the campaign.
If there's even a small
not just endorsing Trump.
Of saving these kids. Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country and our children
is will in action.
Is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other. That's why I launched my campaign
wow.
to unify America. My dad and uncle made such an enduring mark on the character of our nation, not so much because of any particular policies that they promoted, but because they were able to inspire profound love for our country and to fortify our sense of ourselves as a national community held together by ideals. They were able to put their love into the intentions and hearts of ordinary Americans and to unify a national populist movement of Americans, blacks and whites, Hispanics, urban and rural Americans. They inspired affection and love and high hopes and a culture of kindness that continue to radiate among Americans from their memory. That's the spirit on which I ran my campaign and that I intend to bring into the campaign of President Trump. Instead of vitriol and polarization, I will appeal to the values that unite us, the goals that we could achieve if only we weren't at each other's throats. The most unifying theme for all Americans is that we all love our children.
By the way, there's no teleprompter here,
if
folks.
We are united, that issue now, we can finally give them the protection.
Kennedy's amazing. I already really like him a lot. But
in the future, that
pissed him about a few things, but this is really, we know he's for real now. Wow. 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 Man, that was super ultra real, totally authentic. I mean, it felt so good to fight for our children and to know we're going to turn the tide. And he's dead on about the depopulation operation. That's the key to everything. And I just wish when he was in town a month ago and they called me to go get dinner with him, I didn't get the message 2 days later, but we're going to hook up soon. And the point is that I'm glad the campaign called and gave us this. And I was like, why? And they're like, well, we love you. So just, okay. I'm not going to say other things, Kennedy, but I'll just leave it at that. But it did come from high up in the campaign, very high. So, folks, right in the middle of it, very close to the decision-making. So there you go. And I get a little paranoid thinking, I was asking Roger, is this a setup or something? Are they trying to use this as a test? And Roger goes, well, there are cases of this, but I don't think so. They could be doing it. This is a publicity stunt, but I don't think that's how Kennedy is. He really says what he thinks, even though we disagree with him on some things. And that's really what you want. Even though I disagree with Kennedy on some fundamental things, overall, I agree with him. And the guy's got courage. And he understands what's happening. And talk about aborting 60-something million babies. They've killed hundreds of millions of us with these shots and fluoride and all over the last 75 years. They are murdering us in mass. Now, I called Roger right at the end of the speech. I said, will you pop on? He said, yeah, I haven't eaten since yesterday afternoon. I'm at the corner pizza place getting a slice. He said, you know, I could hear the pizza people in the background. You know, he's at the counter. So we're going to call him in a few minutes. But Trump was just speaking live. I think he's still speaking. And you bet you're going to see Kennedy at the thing tonight at the Trump event in Arizona. And it's going to be amazing. And the war room will be going then. Who's hosting the war room today? Because Owen's on vacation. I love Owen. He works really hard. What a great week to pick vacation. Great job. 3 p.m. Central in 25 minutes from now. And we will have the Trump rally tonight. They'll continue on into the rally if it goes past 6. Central, the crew's in a superlative job. I want to play a clip of President Trump talking about Kennedy while Kennedy was still speaking. Again, Trump is actually still speaking, but we backed it up. Here it is.
For being here. We just had a very nice endorsement from... Yeah. RFK Jr., Bobby. And I'll be talking about that. We're heading out right after this. We're going to be going to Arizona. We'll be talking about that and a lot of other things, too. But I just want to thank everybody. And I want to thank Bobby. That was very nice. That was really very nice. That's big. He's a great guy, respected by everybody. So thank you all for this incredible welcome we're getting. And I'm going to tell Javier the next time we do this together, he's going to give me a little light up here. Can you give me a little light so you can read this little speech? But you know what it does? It makes you speak a little bit less, and that's okay, too. But I do want to thank you all, and I want to thank Javier. This is a fantastic restaurant, and the reputation is as good as it gets, as good as it gets. And I'm going to come here next time to eat. Is that okay? Huh? I will be doing that, too. We have with us Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, wherever Stavros is. Thank you very much, Stavros. That's an honor. We'll see you soon, okay? Thank you. That's really an honor. Great guy, too. And Nevada GOP Chairman Michael McDonald. Michael. And he's very happy about the no tax on tips because he was the one, he was the first one that presented a after the young, beautiful waitress that suggested, I said, what do you think of it, Michael? He said, I think it's a great idea. But we've come here today to talk about the biggest promise, I think, that the restaurant workers have had in a long time, and that's no tax on tips. And in our case, we mean it. Somebody that I know just copied it, But you know that's not going to happen. If you're a restaurant worker, a bartender, a hospitality worker, a caddy, a barber, a mover, a driver of any kind, or anyone else, you rely on a lot of tip income, hopefully a lot. But when I win in November, hopefully we're going to win. We're going to turn our country around. We're going to make America great again. We're going to let you keep 100% of your tip income and not be harassed. And just so you understand, the other side, Kamala. Have you ever heard of her, Kamala? Nobody ever heard of her before. She lost in the first round. She was the first one out. It's a weird thing. He got 14 million votes, and he's sitting on a beach angry as hell. And she got no votes, and she's running. So you explain that to me. But the United States is home to an estimated 5.5 million workers whose livelihoods depend on tip income. And they work with their hands and their talent, their sweat and their skill. And they are really skilled people, and they're great people. They're people that have been with me always, and I'm with them. I'm doing them a big favor. Nobody ever heard of this concept before, and it's something that makes a lot of sense. As soon as I heard it, I said, let's do it. And then they copied us a couple of months later. But I don't think anybody's buying it. I don't think anybody's buying it. It's like last night, the speech. She made 26 different things that were lies. She lied. But that's okay, because a lot of people lie. They'll do anything to get elected. But she lied about, you know, she's increasing taxes, I'm decreasing taxes. And she put it the other way around. Perhaps she misspoke.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's some of what Trump's saying, responding. And he was speaking while Kennedy was still speaking. Kennedy, right at the end, broke down in some tears and said, for the children, because Trump has promised me and his crew has promised me and his family has promised me that we're going to get the poison out of the food and out of the, you know, systems and this chronic disease in children, that that will be, he wants that, that to be his legacy. Trump wants it to be his legacy. The Trump's told him that personally, that he's fully endorsing Trump and is going to go on the campaign trail to create unity and love and get Trump in and save America. Roger was out getting a slice of pizza. He's been working so hard, he didn't see all of Kennedy's speech. He didn't hear that end part. Extremely powerful, Roger Stone. What do you make of this?
The whole day is extraordinary. First of all, Alex, just pertaining to that clip you just pulled, the Culinary Union in Nevada is the backbone of Harry Reid's Democrat organization. By proposing no tax on tips, Trump has just grabbed a huge number of rank-and-file union votes in a swing state. It is absolutely brilliant. This development, exactly as you called it, 3 days ago, I guess it was, when we put finer point on it last night with our friend Luke Rudkowski. This is a sea change. It changes the race. It ends any momentum that may have come out of the Democrat convention. It gets all of the patriots kind of on the same page. And Trump is now committed to doing something about our food. This is enormous. So I think it's a win for the American people, but it is definitely a blow to the Kamala Waltz, PSYOP.
Well, Roger, I can hear you're in a restaurant, but it's great to have you popping in here. What type of slices are you getting?
A slice with sausage and a slice with mushroom. True Sicilian.
All right, so you missed the big part where he started crying for the children and said Trump has pledged to me that his main legacy will be saving the children from chronic disease and all the poison in the food, and then saying he's going to hit the campaign trail hard. And so Trump's now leaving, what is it, Vegas. So I would expect them to be together. I think there's no doubt RFK Jr. is the surprise guest at this event in Arizona this evening.
Well, first of all, the whole thing, Alex, speaks to the character of RFK. Like his father and his uncle, ardent anti-communist, pro-freedom. He's wrong on a couple issues, but in the bigger picture, he understands of a ruling elite that no one elected who are running this country, and they will use any trick in the book, pandemics, assassinations, all kinds of hoaxes to try to hold on to power, not to mention weaponizing the criminal justice system. So this decision to do this for the children, for the future, because if the food is poisoned, we will die off. It will kill our country. Shows you that Kennedy is a good man with a good heart. I would be shocked if he does not show up at the rally with President Trump tonight in Phoenix. Imagine what that audience would be like nationally. It will dwarf the Democrat National Convention.
Absolutely. We can hear you pretty good, but talk right on your telephone. I'm going to let you get back to those delicious slices. What do you make of him? Because his wife wanted him to not get off the ballot, just suspend the campaign. He's getting off in the battlegrounds and endorsing Trump fully, but saying he's going to stay in the blue to pull votes away from Democrats, turning some states potentially red for Trump. What do you make of that?
Uh, that's a pretty shrewd calculation now that I've had a chance to examine it and understand what he was doing. Look, I think he is very angry, and he should be, because he basically was screwed over by the party of his father and his brother. The Democrat Party, in the early goings, lined up the rules to kneecap him the same way they did Bernie Sanders. They would not let him compete. And then, even worse, when he became an independent, Mark Elias, using millions of dollars from the Democrat committee, tried to remove him from every state, fighting him in state by state, challenging the petitions, challenging his filings, challenging his right to be on the ballot. I think he understood that it was an intractable, impossible problem in the face of their power. But by joining with Trump, he could contribute to the greater cause here and beat those who destroyed his candidacy. They never even gave him a chance.
Absolutely incredible. I'll let you get back to your pizza. You've been working really hard. We simulcast last night, but any other closing points or analysis, Roger Stone? This has got to really scare the deep state right now. I think Trump's a greater danger than ever.
I totally agree with that. We talked about this on your show earlier. They're going to become more hysterical. They're going to become more insane. They're going to become more vicious. They're going to become more dangerous. They cannot win a free, fair, honest democratic election, and they know it. I should say transparent election, and they know it. So, we need to be looking. Are we about to have a monkeypox, a pandemic? Nothing here would surprise me.
In closing, one more thing, Roger, and I'm going to eat that pizza. Yep. You said this is one of the biggest political scoops ever. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my horn. I think it's big, but why do you think me getting this scoop Tuesday is so big?
Look, you have friends in the health freedom movement because of your long positioning as an advocate for health freedom, and there are many of them in the Kennedy campaign. But I think it demonstrates that, once again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Stone Zone.
Out in front.
StoneZone.com. Thank you so much, Roger.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
There goes Roger. All right. The crew has done a superlative job. I was going to have Dr. Stella Emanuel in here on monkeypox and all the rest of it, but she's taping. Yeah, the studio, because Kennedy was 45 minutes late, which is fine. And we're going to have coverage of the Trump rally. You guys told me, but I'm going from memory. Is the Trump rally starts at 4 p.m. Central, or is that 4 p.m. Arizona? Look up Trump's Arizona rally today. He's crisscrossing the West Coast, the whole area, and he's going to speak. And we need to know when that rally is going to be. And even if it comes on after 6 Central, if it is for their time, we'll have the feed up on InfoWars.com. But the crew deserves a break. They've been up here all week until 11:30 or midnight covering the nightmare that was the DNC. It's at 5 Central. So I'll leave it up to the crew because they've kicked ass. If they want to go past 6 o'clock, and carry the feed, because, if it starts at 5 Central, Trump will probably be up there about 5:30, RFK probably about 6. So I think this is very historic, so it's up to the crew. I barely see my family this week. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I really am not going to do a Saturday show unless they try to kill Trump again or something. We'll be up here. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and then Sunday live, 6 to 8 p.m. with Chase Geyser. And that's kind of a guest host slot thing we've got. I wish Owen would have been here this week. I'm not complaining. He chose. Well-deserved. The guy worked so hard. Vacation this week, and so he's not been here. What a week, but Chase and Harrison and the rest of the crew, Maria Z was here. They've been holding down the fort. We appreciate them all. I cannot thank the crew enough for the just incredible job they do, and not just running the shows, but putting up with me. A lot of our equipment, I'm not, again, complaining, is 8 years old, so we've had a lot of units and systems going out, a lot of things, and we're battling the globalist to stay on air. I have not given an update yet on the future of InfoWars. There have been massive developments the last 2 weeks, huge things. It'll be giant stories with the future of InfoWars. They tried 7-8 weeks ago to lock the doors and kick us out without a court order. The judge fired the federally appointed people, the CRO and the U.S. trustee, and then put me back in control of the company, but said I had already begun in my own personal bankruptcy, because I'm out of it now, liquidation, because InfoWars is mine, it's an LLC, then that process of liquidation happens. InfoWars is now, as of yesterday, officially, I guess I'll make the announcement now, up for sale. Now, there's a lot of buyers, people that are patriots that want it, and will come in. They don't own me, and they don't own all the content we've done, because that's free to air and my free speech and my words. But there's going to be bids publicly in the next few months when they launch the official date. Big online auction. They're going to try to sell the whole thing off. And they've already said globalist billionaires are planning to swoop in, but we've not talked about that much money to do it. So when the rubber meets the road, there's a lot of legality there, too, and exposure. So there's a very good shot that we will continue on. If not, I just, we'll work with somebody else, fire something up, and it'll be a little bit of a hiccup for the crew and things, but that'll just make us bigger, the fact that they shut us down, and we'll just come right back. And the info war will never die, even if they think they're able to, get the name or the website or something. I mean, because the people are the info war, and I am the info war, but there's a lot of other stuff behind the scenes, and so I'm going to give you all the details very soon. I'm always like, I'll tell you later. Here, boom, I'll tell you. I'm a type of guy that doesn't hold stuff back. In fact, we break major news throughout the 4 hours every day, but a lot of times I'll say, coming up next hour, I'll tell you about this, and I'll start telling you about it for 10 minutes. It's because I don't play games and, tease a bunch of stuff. I will say what's coming up because I'm covering something else at this point. We've discovered all the stuff, who financed the FBI, the CIA, the billionaires involved, how they ran it, the PR firms. It's all coming out. And whether we continue on or whether we leave, we got the names, we got the dates, we got the people, we got everything. I mean, this is going to be just huge. And I've just been too busy trying to save the country and deal with operations to even, this stuff's so big, I've got to, put the documents, the video, the research, and just nail this. Because if you think the CIA guy admitting that they set us up and did all this, or the FBI getting on the stand and saying, yeah, we got the lawsuits going in Connecticut, the head of the FBI in Connecticut, the head lawyer, the head counsel, folks, these people have been operating like vigilantes, like they're God. And they just do whatever they want. And they just sit around in front of lawyers and witnesses and just talk about their missions to take me off the air. And the Justice Department sent emails to lawyers when I declared bankruptcy almost 2 years ago and said he'll never be allowed to use the bankruptcy system. He will not overcome us. We're shutting him down. And they go on the courthouse steps and say that. They're just like brazen. Forget censorship, folks. They had the Justice Department come in here in the last year and a half with Justice Department lawyers and literally hand me in depositions U.S. code saying you say one thing wrong, you're going to prison. And I'm like, I got CPAs and people. I don't even touch my bank accounts. I'm not a numbers guy. You guys got a problem. Oh, yeah, we know you've stolen all this money. We know you're a crook. And then, of course, they dug, and the judge gave them whatever they wanted. They raped me with three outside accounting firms and charged us our money to investigate ourselves, outside firms. And they had PIs and groups trying to infiltrate and, just set us up. And they would contact employees and contact our security company and say, we want to meet with you at a private security company about a contract. And then, well, will you commit crimes for us like you do with Alex Jones? And they're like, what are you talking about? I mean, just absolutely insane crap. Because they're a bunch of wannabe CIA, FBI spies who just think they can just assault a talk show host. Because I'm sad that, we've gone from 1 in 1,500 kids with autism to 1 in 30-something. And then everybody's dying of cancer. And we're like, this is bad. And you're like, shut up. We're going to put you in prison, you nasty liar. How dare you say the government's poisoning people? Remember they said in the Texas rig court, and you say the government's involved trafficking kids. I go, like the Clintons with Epstein? I mean, these are people that have joined with evil, not the lawyers, the politicians, the people, and they are just committed that they're the winners, they're going to dominate, they'll do whatever they want, and the whole world's waking up to your ass, not just America. So that's where we are. So we just got to keep our heads, pray to God, keep focus, expand our spiritual journey like RFK Jr. was talking about, pray multiple times a day, and realize it ain't Satan that's in control. Oh, he's the little god of this world over systems he controls. He's the god of all the crap that the Satanists have, twisted and built off the ashes of our civilization. But God is in full control of the whole thing, and it's part of God's plan. So, I have been through quite the gauntlet. We are a serious weapon of truth against the enemy. I do believe, humbly, deserve your support. I believe one of the best places to invest your time, your energy, your prayer, your support InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products, incredible supplements, books, films, t-shirts, water filtration, high quality herbal food, ready to ship. InfoWarsStore.com. Big sales, nitric boost to clean out your heart and body. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with the rose hips, the other formula combos that do incredible things in that, like the rose hips. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my embattled sweet father, who I got to get out of his dental office business that was killing him 12 years ago and to come in and help me make the best supplements possible. Well, he saw the writing on the wall years ago and set up his own warehouse, and a lot of the products not available at InfoWarsStore.com are available exclusively at drjonesnaturals.com. You'll notice half the products are sold out there because he hasn't had the money to even reorder a lot of the stuff, though he's put everything in he's got to reorder most of the stuff that'll be in a few months. And regardless what happens to InfoWars, he'll be a sponsor there. But we need you to get the Shroom Force, the Silver Bullet, Little Silver, the Kaba Chill, the Next Level Foundational Energy is almost sold out. Isn't a stimulant, but acts like one with no letdown. So good for your cells. It's energy that makes you feel good and have no letdown and makes your body healthier and your telomeres and your mitochondria. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the Nano Silver products, the Nano Silver toothpaste, the turmeric toothpaste, and with no additives, no fluoride, all concentrate, lasts twice as long as average, than, you know, depending on how much toothpaste you use, maybe three times longer, four times longer, but it's concentrated. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. We're backing you. We're standing up. We're fearless, but we can give out. I don't sell out. I don't give in. I don't back off. I don't back down. Don't know how, but I could give out. So I need you to support our sponsor. You know, you're like, well, your dad sold out of this stuff. He's like, no, I was talking to him last week, over $1.5 million. So that's all the quote profit to even buy product. It's beyond the profit. The profit would probably be like $500,000. It's all the money that came into there with the Democrat Party lawyers suing the living hell out of him. And he's happy. He's like, fine, we don't care, whatever. I'm like, no, Dad, we're going to keep it going and we're going to defend this and we're going to win. So he's taking his savings that he had left to buy product that's coming in. Some of it in a month, some of it in 2 months. And again, the auction to sell InfoWars is going to be in like November. Takes a month for the sale to go through, December, so we're through the election, and it may take longer. And we may be able to, we have buyers, but they've tried to outbid us. Whatever. It's all in God's hands. As long as we go down fighting and don't give up and fight as hard as we can. But my dad is in this fight. He's a big sponsor. He's paying money to InfoWars. He's paying money to lawyers. He basically gets nothing at this point. In fact, I was meeting with him last night. I was going over his books. I was like, my God, Dad, he goes, yeah, I'm actually spending what I got left of my savings. He goes, I just put everything I had into buying product to keep this going. He goes, please, son, don't even worry about it. I'm here for you. I'll do anything for you. And it's just like, oh, these people. I mean, it's just like, but what great parents I've got. My dad's like, don't you worry. Because I was the one that demanded to see all this. I was like, what's really going on? Let me check. Because my mother, I was over there like a week ago eating dinner, and she goes, David, that mattress is 8 years old, and it's kind of broken, and it's uncomfortable. Can I have a bed? And he goes, yes, we've got the money for that. And, you know, the globalists think that that's the kind of thing that's going to make us miserable. No, we love being persecuted for goodness. But what I don't love is failing and them beating us. I will go through hell to fight these people and will never give up. But I can't do it without you. You are the political, spiritual, energy, air I suck into these fat little lungs and this big red heart that allows us to attack the enemy. You're like the diving tank. Your support is the tank I put on my back when I got to dive into the enemy nest and take these eels on. And I'll go in there with a spear gun politically and fight these damn eels all day. I love it, actually. I love seeing them with their eyes, you know, this is a metaphor, but glowing in the dark and trying to bite me. And I get their ass. And I go up every day with a bunch of, you know, eels on my back that I've wiped out. But more eels are coming, and they're pissed, and they're mad, and they've sent in their reserves, and they are going all out. This is the big fight. This is a war. This is what it's about. DrJonesNaturals.com. Make the damn decision to join the fight for the Second American Revolution or have communist rulers over you. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and share the videos and follow us on Expert Alex Jones and share them, because when you get excited, nothing on earth can stop you. God be with us. Who can stand against us? Incredible 4-hour broadcast. Incredible job, crew. Now, Chase Geyser takes over for Owen Schroyer, who's on vacation with his turtle. Literally. He deserves it. Got an African tortoise. All right. What's his name? I forget. But doesn't matter. It's hilarious. All right. We'll be right back with the War Room.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.